Freeze plant! The floater from five, no, taken by Baker, got it! The Eagles are in front! Couldn't have come at a better time!
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And a pleasant good evening to you. Welcome to LSD Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. With the end of the regular season in sight, the Moorhead State Eagles are at it. No BC action against Southeast Missouri. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. SEMO tonight and Lindenwood on Saturday will close out the conference schedule for MSU. Tied for first place with Little Rock and UT Martin. The Eagles will need wins tonight and on Saturday and some help from some other teams to win the regular season title in the OVC. Well, there's a lot on the line and plenty to play for heading into the conference's postseason tourney. Stay tuned. We're talking with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Moorhead State at home for OVC action, taking on Southeast Missouri. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with MSU coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, two games left. You're tied for first place with two other teams. Guess you need to win out to basically try to clinch first place, but you still have to worry about the tiebreakers. There's a lot on the line with every single minute you're going to play the rest of this regular season.
Yeah, without question. You know, at the end of the day, we're still in a great spot, and we've really, you know, urged our guys not to worry about any of those things. You know, control what's within our control, and that's coming out here today and getting prepared every moment leading up to this one. And protecting our home court, getting back to playing Moorhead State basketball, tough, physical defensively and rebounding the ball and sharing it. And, that's where our focus is going to be. And obviously the implications of this week are there. But, we can't worry about, what ifs. We just got to focus on right now. And I like our guys' approach with that right now.
Well, Simo, 8-21 on the year, basically in last place in the league. You think they're going to come in here and be a pushover. But no, they need to win out these last two games. They still have a chance to get in the tournament, so they'll be motivated.
Yeah, without question. They're a dangerous team. I think anytime you get to the last part of the season, and this is their tournament. They know that they've got to win tonight. They've got to win on Saturday to have an opportunity to extend their season next week and get to Evansville. Obviously, they've a team that ended our OVC tournament last year, and then they've won the last two times here in our building, and we've won at their place. So all of those elements give them confidence and make them dangerous in the way that they play. They're a talented bunch, and so we've got to come hooked up. We've got to understand that. We've got to match their intensity and really exceed it and have a great sense of urgency in everything that we do.
Had a chance finally to get some days off. You didn't play last Saturday, a rare Saturday off, a chance to get your legs back underneath you.
And boy, did we need it. Obviously, the four games in 8 days, the travel, we spent 3 days to go up there and play Western Illinois, and felt good about the fact we were able to take care of business and get back to our identity. But yeah, we got a few days off, got a chance to heal up and rest up, get our mind right, and have a couple good days of practice going into this week.
Drew Thelwell the other day injured his left wrist in practice. What's his situation for tonight?
I think he's doubtful right now for the game, but he is progressing. His injury was a couple days ago, and he seems to get a little bit better each and every day. Nothing broken there, which is great. So we'll see, see how he feels and getting him back, but I'm optimistic that he will get to play this week. Don't know if that's going to happen here tonight, so we're going to need some guys to be able to step up in his absence.
Well, I'd talk about the keys, but for Morehead State, they seem to remain the same game in and game out, play great defense and rebound well.
Yeah, and what goes into that, we've got to really be guarding the ball well. We've got to communicate at an extremely high level just because of the trickiness and layers of what SEMO runs to try to really confuse you. And so we've just got to do a really good job. Our ball pressure's got to be great. We got to make sure we're not over-helping. We're forcing tough twos, limiting the one tough shot and out, get our opportunities to get out and run. They're going to have some changing defenses throughout the game to try to keep us off balance. So we've got to really attack, keep our aggressiveness. And we're going to find a way to be extremely organized and generate good first shots and good second shots even without Drew. So having guys step up to do that for us tonight, it's going to be really important.
And that's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
Prefert Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Prefert name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Prefert dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' 6 locations to see Prefert squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Prefert livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Prefert certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Prefert dealer.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef sirloin tip roast is only $4.99 a pound. Marie Callender's pot pies and bowls are just $3. And speaking of $3, the 3-pound bag of clementines and Caracara navel oranges are only $3. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Welcome Welcome back to Johnson Arena, Morehead State. OVC action tonight against Southeast Missouri. Here's how things shape up. The Eagles sit in first place in the OVC, 21-8 overall, 12-4 in conference play. Tied for the lead in the league with Little Rock and UT Martin with just two games left to go. Morehead State has to win out and needs some help from some other teams to have a chance to win the regular season title. Now our national anthem.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the
done our national anthem. Let's take a look at these two teams playing tonight. Southeast Missouri led by fourth-year head coach Brad Korn. His record this year at SEMO, 8-21. The Red Hawks 3-13 and in 11th place in the OVC. But if they can win out, they have a chance to get into the eight-team conference tournament. But they need to win out, and they'll also need some help. They're mired right now in a five-game losing streak. They've dropped nine of their last 10. They fell on Saturday at home to UT Martin, 82-72. SEMO, by the way, 0-13 this year on the road. Here's the lineup for Coach Korn. Four guards and one forward. The point guard will be Rob Martin, the Indiana State transfer, 5'10 sophomore from St. Louis, averaging over 11 points, two rebounds, and fifth best in the OVC with 3.6 assists per ball game. The second guard is Evan Ursher, a 6'2 sophomore from Hendersonville, Tennessee, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. The third guard, Marquise Bell, 6'3 freshman from Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 5 points, 2 rebounds. The fourth guard, Brayton Stacker from Fairview Heights, Illinois, he's a 6'5 sophomore, averaging 7 points, 3 rebounds. The lone frontliner is Josh Early, a transfer from Tulsa from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, 6'7", 242, and a senior, averaging almost 11 points and over 5 rebounds per contest. Preston Spradlin's Morehead State group 21-8, 12-4 in the OVC, 12-1 at home. Here's the lineup for Coach Spradlin, minus Drew Thelwell, who's out with a wrist injury. At the point will be Jerome Morton to start, the 6'4 freshman from Winchester, Kentucky, and GRC High School, averaging 2.5 points and over a rebound a game. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, a 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, 6th in the OVC in scoring at over 16 points a game, 9th in rebounding at 6.3 per contest. The third guard is Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging a shade below 12 points a contest and over 4 rebounds a game. On the front row, it's Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, tops in the OVC in scoring at 20.6 points per ball game, 2nd in rebounding at 9.8. As for Miles, 7-foot graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging just over 5 points and nearly 5.5 rebounds a game. By the way, Riley Minix, in his last 7 games, has had double-doubles, 16 for the season, tops in the OVC. During that stretch of time, he's averaged 26 points a contest and over 12 rebounds per game. Your officials for this contest, as assigned by the Ohio Valley Conference, Barry Mathis, Aaron Denton, and Kyle Bottoms. Morehead State, lifetime against SEMO in a series that began in 1992, 37-22. Eagles won the last matchup in Cape Girardeau on December 31st, 83-64. MSU 19-9 against the Red Hawks at Johnson Arena. Preston Spradlin 10-5 against SEMO during his 8 years as the head coach at Morehead State. MSU coming off a win last Thursday at Western Illinois, 78-57. We'll come back with more from Johnson Arena as we continue things here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, Morehead State. About to take on Southeast Missouri. SEMO has beaten Morehead State the last two times they faced the Eagles here in Morehead. But this is a SEMO group, like Morehead State, dealing with some injury issues. Lost three players off their roster to injuries. Of course, Morehead State tonight drew without the stir that straws the drink, or the straw that stirs the drink. Yeah, Mr. Drew Thelwell, the point guard, Drew averaging about 9.5 points a game, 3 rebounds a contest. He's tops in the OVC at 6.4 assists per ball game. That's a big loss. He's their floor general, the guy that gets them where they need to be both offensively and defensively.
Right, and it's bigger than what the box score indicates because he really, the offense, every possession starts with him. So Jerome Morton will, you know, get the start tonight. We certainly hope Drew recovers quickly. We certainly hope he's back next week. But, right now you want to focus on his recovery, but we will not have him tonight.
Well, and you talk about Jerome Morton. When Jordan Lathan went out, he was the backup point guard to Drew Thelwell. So Jerome had to step in and play the point when Drew needed a rest or they needed to get somebody else out there for a few minutes. So Jerome now knows how to play that position. He's been there before. He's had some experience, and that's the good news.
That is the good news. And, you would say to him, and I think the coaches did, it's we're at the end of February, beginning of March. You're not a freshman anymore. You've played a whole year. You're ready for this.
Well, in his last 4 or 5 games, he's only scored 2 points. And the idea for Jerome is not to be a scorer, just to make sure he gets his team in the proper offense.
Right.
And people need to be in the right place during that offense.
Yeah.
He needs to be the floor general. He's not Drew Thelwell, but he doesn't need to be. All he needs to be is an acceptable backup and just play a solid game.
You're absolutely right. And, again, you don't need to light up the box score. You just need to set up the offense and realize it's running through you, or it begins with you.
Well, Morehead State, the last time they took on SEMO in Cape Girardeau at the end of December, they were a starter short in that ball game. Khalil Thomas was out with an injury, so they played the Red Hawks twice without a starter, and hopefully they can survive this matchup tonight. Morehead State needs it.
They do. Both teams really need it. The storyline of the game, SEMO will be mathematically eliminated from the conference tournament if they lose tonight. Morehead State, of course, in a three-way tie for first place, which is highly critical because only two of those teams are going to get byes into the semifinals. And when you have a depleted roster, you don't have a lot of depth, that is a huge, huge difference between having to win 2 games in basically 48 hours as opposed to 3 in 72. It's a massive difference.
Morehead State basically down to a 7-man rotation. Probably see some of George Marshall here tonight. He's kind of the 9th man on the team. Normally MSU plays about 8 players fairly regularly.
Yeah, and you'd like to see George get in there. George could be a spark plug. Again, he doesn't light up the box score, but the guys like him, in the bench, and everybody sort of responds to his energy whenever he is in the game.
Well, I remember earlier this season when Tennessee Tech came into Johnson Arena.
Yeah.
George got out there, and he was throwing his body all over the floor. One time he went sliding into the MSU bench area to try to save a ball, and he really excited
his team and
the crowd.
Yeah.
He does have that energy level.
Right.
He doesn't, like you said, need to score a lot. He needs to go out there, and he also, like Morton, needs to play solid basketball.
Right. And don't worry about, like, the stat line. That's not what matters anyway.
This kind of goes back to an injury Morehead State suffered earlier in the season that we don't talk that much about. Back after the Bellarmine game, that's game 7 of the season.
Yeah.
MSU in practice that week lost Trent Scott, who was the backup point guard.
Right.
He was playing solid basketball.
Yeah, very solid.
And that sort of reverberated through the entire season moving forward.
Yeah. So, you know, and even before that, losing Mark Freeman. So we've had our issues with the backcourt today.
We were thinking about it. The odds-on favorite to win the OVC Player of the Year honor is Riley Minix. Last year's OVC Player of the Year is on the Morehead State roster, but sitting at the end of the bench because of a preseason wrist injury.
Right. So, again, you know, Morehead State's had issues with point guards this year, but still trucking along. And there is, you know, there is a chance, there is speculation and a chance that Drew will come back.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to play tonight. We'll see how he feels today, tomorrow, Saturday. I say we will. Somebody other than myself will.
You know he wants to be out there.
He does want to be out there. He's in good spirits. I mean, you sort of worry about where somebody is emotionally when something like that happens. And he's motivated. He wants to get back, and he's going to do everything he can to get back.
Well, he still has a role in this ballgame. He is on the bench.
Right.
He is a de facto captain of this team.
Yeah.
And he can motivate his guys when they come off the floor.
Right.
Talk to them. Keep them going during the game when things may be not going quite as well as they'd like.
Right.
He still can be a great teammate.
Yeah, he still can.
And he will be.
Yeah. And, you know, Mark Freeman's been doing that all year.
Well, this is a game that matches up one of the higher scoring teams in the OVC in Morehead State against Southeast Missouri, a team that's offensively challenged in many ways.
Yes.
If Morehead State does what it's supposed to do, playing great defense, solid defense, and rebounds very well against SEMO, the Eagles should be the odds-on favorite to win this game.
Yeah, adjusted efficiency, you mentioned challenged efficiency, 356th in the nation out of 363 teams. So SEMO certainly struggles on offense.
Well, to give you some idea, they average about 67.5 points a game.
Yeah.
Ninth in the OVC with a field goal percentage of 41.7.
Yeah.
Outside the arc, they're next to last in the conference, hitting 30.6% of their shots. They're also 10th in free throw shooting at 69.2%.
Yeah.
Rebounding, they rank 10th at minus 4.5 in terms of rebound margin.
Right, and this is the team that won the conference tournament last year, so a big decline. You mentioned key injuries. It's just plagued them all season long, so there's a reason for those struggles. But and again tonight, they're playing for their season.
Absolutely. SEMO out on the floor dressed in cardinal red uniforms with white lettering, black numbers, and red, or rather white and black trim. Again, their lineup consists of Ursher, Bell, Stacker, Early, and Martin, Morehead State. Morton, Lathan, Thomas, Minix, and Miles. MSU will be dressed in the traditional home white uniforms with the royal blue numbers and royal blue lettering and some royal and gold trim.
Yeah.
You know, a guy who has been a great teammate has been Mark Freeman this year.
Yeah, he has been.
Travels on the road with the club, sits at the end of the bench, and he's almost like an extra coach.
Yeah, he is. And, yeah, he's been fantastic, and we're hoping he's back on the floor for us next year.
Miles will be in the center circle for MSU going up against Early. The Eagles traveling left to right on your radio dial as we start things here at Johnson Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty decent crowd. People still rolling in.
Right.
So opening tap controlled by SEMO. Ursher backside drops it to Martin on the hop. He'll come across the timeline down central on Khalil Thomas. Angle to his left and back out he goes to Stacker. To the right to Ursher. Bounce right block extended early on Miles. High right to Ursher. Sets his feet, fires a three and misses. Rebound tap, Minix inside the paint to Morton.
Yeah.
Right sideline, Lathan. Lathan right of the logo to the offensive end on Ursher. SEMO man to man. Lathan toward the left hash. Head of the arc, Miles. Hersher now guarding Layton. Left of the lane, Minix. 13 to shoot. Riley holds high, looks. 10 to shoot, turns to his right, back to his left. One-hander from the baseline, off the glass, off the rim. No, tip try by Miles, won't go down.
Yeah.
And early the rebound for Simo. Down the floor, it goes to Bell, to Stacker, and out to Bell. Around the right, to Stacker, to Hersher, coming out left to right. Hersher toward the right hash. Backs up on Lathan, who fights off a screen. To the left, it goes to Martin. Martin back to his right, head of the key. High left, Hersher fires another three. This rattles in and out, no good. Lathan pulls this rebound down. Down the floor, right hash to Morton in the offensive end, and back to the hash and Lathan. 23 on the shot clock. Lathan curling left. Takes it left of the lane to the block. Fade fires off the glass and in. Oh, yeah. They're going to call him for a travel. I thought it was a foul, but
yeah,
that bucket won't count.
They called him for a travel. I did not see any sort of a travel, but I wasn't as close as the referees were, yeah. I must admit.
Morehead State with its first turnover. Martin across the line, right to left on Thomas, MSU man to man. Martin on the move, left to the lane. Cuts right, goes right of the lane, bounce baseline, coming forward, Bell, spinning looking, kick out, right side, Martin, he'll fire a three, playing off the rim, no, Minix, two-hand rebound, he'll do it himself down the floor, Eagles have the numbers, Morton back to Minix with a slam!
Yeah. And Simo, not a good three-point shooting team, has attempted a three on every possession.
Left wing, Bell holds, driving on Morton to the baseline, cut off toward the block, and he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah.
Good defense by Jerome Morton.
Yeah, so Morton again forcing the turnover and getting the start tonight.
2-0, Morehead State. They haven't put it up on the scoreboard, but it is 2-0.
Yeah, we had issues with the scoreboard in the first game. It is 2-0.
Layton across the line, cuts through the emblem, works between the circles with a dribble off the Minix screen. Right side coming back out to the hash, Morton cross court, Layton. 13 on the shot timer. Lathan turns right. Back to the left side, Thomas. Baseline left, Miles, 7 to shoot. He'll try to back his man down.
Lost
the dribble, fell down.
And
Martin with it. Martin on the move, driving the paint. Dish baseline left. Bell fadeaway 15-footer. High off the heel of the iron. No. Rebound. Minix baseline left. Off it goes to Lathan, who hustles to the offensive end down the far sideline. Circles right, drives the paint into traffic. Bounce left block extended, but into the corner. It's tracked down by Miles. Minix out to the logo. Morton and MSU resets. 14 to shoot. Morton out front on Martin. Driving in. Spin left. Take it to the hole. Baseline left. Off the glass and in.
Yeah.
Jerome Morton with two. And Morehead State up 4-0. Good,
yeah.
Strong move by the freshman.
Right. Deontay Miles seems to be favoring his leg a little bit. Still out there. I believe they're going to sub him out next whistle.
Left elbow. Bell. Bell turning on Morton to his right. Comes out front. Leave it. Right hash. Stacker. Stacker driving right angle on Minix. Got to the block. Got him in the air. Fires. Off the glass. Off the rim. No. Rebound. Tap. Miles to Minix. Left of the lane. Riley down the left sideline to the offensive end. Has his pocket picked by Stacker. He'll come in one on two and slam it down with two hands.
Yeah. And the first points of the game for Simo coming off of a turnover and a transition fast break. Not much luck when they're running their half-court offense.
4-2 Morehead State. Lathan across the line. Down the right wing, hands it to Morton coming out left. Back down the near sideline, Lathan. Right block, Minix. Double down low. There's Miles for the two-hand slam-a-roo. And he's fouled. Count the basket and give him a free throw.
Right. And just busted wide open. Simo not doubling down in the post at all. So Riley and Miles might have a field day tonight.
First foul on Bell, first foul of the ballgame on either team. It looks like that Simo has sent in David Adada, 7-foot sophomore from the Netherlands. Also in there is Zaquan Smart, a 6-foot-3 junior from Evanston, Illinois, averaging of half points a game. Miles free throw up, back of the rim, no. Rebound tap long, tracked down near the near hash mark in the backcourt by Martin. 6-2 MSU. Martin out front, works on Thomas, Morehead man-to-man. Skips it left arc, Stacker out for it on Minix. Hit of the key, Adada. Holding, left to right, back behind him, Smart for the handoff. Driving right block into Miles, blocked from behind by Eddie Ricks, who just came in. Straight away, Martin, he'll come to the lane, the runner from 10. Rims off, no. Right block, rebound, Ricks up the left sideline, Lathan. Here come the Eagles. Lathan at the left hash on Hersher. 20 on the shot clock. Dominic's back behind him. Lathan, he'll cut left. Go down the wing. No shot there. Clears it back out on the hop to Miles. Miles on the Dada. Back behind him. High right. Minix. Riley on the right angle drive into a double team. Tries to get a pass inside. Battled away from him and out of bounds and off of Riley. So
yeah.
Give it to Southeast Missouri. We have a media timeout. 15:25 to go in the first half. Here at Johnson Arena, your score, it's Morehead State 6, Southeast Missouri 2. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Morehead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Morehead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
State on top over Southeast Missouri, 15:25 to go in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Shooting numbers, Morehead State 3 of 4, has yet to take a three. SEMO 1 of 8, nothing in three outside the arc. Neither team is, well, Morehead State's taken one free throw and it was a miss. 6-3, Eagles lead rebounding, turnovers 4-1, Morehead.
Yeah, and we alluded to this at the top of the game, Chuck. The 1 of 8, the one that they scored was the breakaway dunk. They have not done anything offensively. And again, we said this about Southern Indiana, so I want to hesitate on harping on it too much, but just not a good offensive team, SEMO.
Morehead State now is sent in. Zach Iyemi, a 6'9 graduate student, to back up Miles and replace Miles now. He's averaging almost 3 points and 2 rebounds a game.
Yeah, Miles seemed to be fevering his ankle a little bit, but the trainers aren't working on him, so perhaps it's just a break.
Martin down the left arc, turns right, comes back up top, driving on Thomas, right of the lane to the block to the baseline, nearly lost the dribble inside the lane, stolen by Thomas. Thomas ahead to Minix. Minix, one-on-one to the goal. Fires up the short shot, in and out, no. He was defended well.
Yeah.
Ball coming the other way, 2-on-2. Smart, left corner. Mark, angle drive, takes it to the hole. One-hander, too short, no. Whistle foul, Morehead State sends him to the line for two.
Yeah.
And this foul belongs to Eddie Ricks, his first. Freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee. Came in averaging almost 8 points a contest. Martin is a pretty good free throw shooter, 43 of 49 on the year. I'll save you the math, that's 88%, averages 11 points a game.
Yeah.
Martin, free throw up, in and out,
So 43 of 50 on the year. Now that's down to 86%.
Yep. This is the 11th different starting lineup that SEMO has used this year.
Yeah, and they just can't seem to get anything going. It's just been a frustrating year. We certainly know what that's like.
Martin cans the next free throw. And it looks like Martin's out of the ballgame, replaced by B.J. Ward, a 6-foot freshman from St. Louis. Ricks, left side. Minix, open from three-point land. In and out, no. Baseline left, the rebound. Smart had it. Battling Thomas. He steps out of bounds with it as he bobbles it.
Yeah, so Morehead will keep it.
Reset the shot clock at 20. MSU will have Thomas as the inbounder. Baseline left. Toward the far side, Lathan had a screen, didn't use it. Curls to his right, driving the lane. The runner from 13 swings.
Good shot by Jordan Lathan.
8-3, Morehead State. Left wing stacker, controls for SEMO. Turns right, free throw line on. Minix goes to the block to the baseline to the goal, missed it. He dotted the rebound, tries the put back. Wouldn't go down the drain, and he's fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws.
Yeah. And Jordan Latham with his first foul. Moorhead State second. Simo continuing to struggle from the floor, just one of nine.
Idata at the line, only 32% this year, averages less than 2 points a game and about three rebounds.
Yeah.
Big guy up for the first one, one-hand shot. Spills off the front of the rim and goes aside, no good.
Yeah.
And now Adam Larson in for Simo. He's their three-point threat. 6'9 sophomore from Fenimore, Wisconsin, at 6'9, 180 pounds.
Yeah.
Next free throw up off the iron, off the glass, and in.
So,
for Idata. 8-4 Moorhead State. Full court pressure by Simo. Now they peel out of it as Lathan comes to the line and across. Jordan Lathan works out front. Left hash coming back. Ricks a bounce. Up top he goes to his right. Minix Riley on the drive. Jump feed high left. Catch and shoot three for Thomas. Rims off no. Minix offensive rebound. Bounce of the ball. Ball loose on the hardwood. Big pile up baseline right. Ball came out of there. Simo with it. Here comes Smart. 2-on-2 break. Smart the drive. Spin at the right block. Jump feed, got it back to the trailing Beal. High left to Ward, tries to angle in. Nothing doing there. To the near side, Larson. Now it goes to Beal. To the right hash, to Smart. Now he lost the ball out of bounds at the baseline, but they're going to call a foul on the reach-in by Thomas.
And this is a little bit of a bailout here. Looked like it was going to be a turnover to Moorhead State. Simo will keep it after the foul.
First foul on Khalil, third on MSU. Crowd didn't like it.
Yeah.
Ward will inbound baseline right. New 20 on the shot timer. Right corner, Idata. One bounce along the side. Here comes Smart to the baseline. 17-footer. Uh-uh. Fight for the rebound. Loose toward the near corner. Saved in by Lathan. Moorhead State with it.
Yeah. And Lathan will walk it up the floor here as Moorhead State gets into their offense.
Lathan between the circles. 22 to shoot. High left he goes. Turns right. Comes free throw line. He'll jump into a 16-footer. Left it off the rim. No good. Floor rebound fought for. Ricks comes away with it.
Yeah.
As a Simo player, Larson goes down. We've got another foul on Moorhead State. This is on EIME. And now here comes Morton back in for MSU.
Didn't really see that foul either. Looked like he was just going for the ball.
Fourth MSU foul. Jerome Morton checks back in for MSU. Thomas will take a seat. 8-4, Moorhead State on top, 13:30 to go in the first half. Here comes Simo across the line, led by Ward, works on Lathan. Turns to his right, bangs into Lathan. Wide left, Larson. Catch, shoot, nope, he won't shoot it. Back out to Ward instead. Ward down the right arc. He'll jump into a 19-footer. No, free throw line rebound. Ricks as he ran right by everyone to clear it off. Ricks down the right wing, offensive end. Back out to Lathan up top. Jordan on the drive to the right block, to the baseline, scoops up a shot, off the glass, and roll and go, Kennedy foul, give him a free throw.
And sort of a big basket there. Moorhead, you know, Simo now 1 of 11 from the floor, but Moorhead only up, you know, 6, chance to put it up to 7. Having some chances to extend the lead and just not having it happen.
T.J. Beal the foul, the second for Simo, his first personal. Lathan with 4 points, 75% at the line. First free throw tonight for Jordan, and he cans it.
Yeah.
And now Miles back in for EIME. Good to see him back in there after
twisting
his ankle over.
Yeah, we don't need any more injuries. Of course, neither does Simo.
11-4, Moorhead State. Ward with the ball, works between the circles off the Idata pick, comes left. Kicks it to Larson. Larson turns right, comes free throw line. Goes to the right wing to Beal. Beal over Minix, looking to clear it to the right block. Idata on Miles. They double him now. He'll back to the corner. Clear it back out to Ward. 7 to shoot near side. Larson catch and shoot. 3 in and out. No. Low rebound. Baseline left. Lathan Moorhead State. 12:33 to go in the half. Moorhead up 11-4. Lathan at the right hash with a dribble on Ward. Turns right off a double screen up top. Takes it left to the lane. Looks for help. Clears it back outside the left hash to Morton. He'll turn right, come out front with 13 on the timer. High left, fakes the shot. Goes back out to Lathan, 9 to shoot. Jordan plays it down, checks the shot. Straight away from 27, ooh, air ball wide right as he tried the three. Changes for Simo early, Ursher and Martin back in.
Preston Spradlin a little less than thrilled with that shot selection, having a word with Lathan,
who comes out in favor of Thomas.
Having
has
another word with Lathan.
Several other words.
Yeah.
I think it essentially comes down, don't do that.
Right, yeah.
11-4, Moorhead State. Martin across the line, left to right behind him. Ursher down the right sideline. DeBeal up top early, around the left at the arc.
and Smart. Back out to Martin, driving by Thomas. Gets it inside the lane early. The one-hander from 12. Air ball taken down by Minix for Morehead State. Yeah. Midcourt, right sideline, Morton. Jerome back behind him to Thomas. Directing Morton to come out and take the ball. Here he comes right to left to get it. And now Thomas back behind him for it. To the right wing and Morton, 16 to shoot. Back out to Ricks. Eddie on the drive, left of the lane. Has it knocked away, stolen away. Simo with it. 2-on-1, Smart to the hole with a tomahawk slam.
Yeah.
Smart's first two make it 11-6. Morehead State by 5. He gave Thomas a look.
Yeah.
He did. Got that tomahawk dunk. Minix between the circles. Right wing coming out, Thomas. Back wide left, Minix. He'll shoot the three, in and out, no. Fight for the rebound, Simo has it. Left block coming away with it. It's Urscher. He'll turn left, drive free throw line, double team, get it to the cutting Smart. Right block to Idana, knocked away from him and stolen by Ricks. Check that was to Early.
Yeah.
Out to Morton. Morton the other way. Driving right lane. Now he's knocked down as he tried to get to the goal. Let's see if they call this on the floor or make it a shooting foul.
And I think it's on the floor.
It's going to go on Smart. Yeah. His first, Simo's third, and it takes us to a media timeout. 10:52 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 11, Southeast Missouri 6. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
10:52 to go in the first half. Morehead State leads Simo 11-6. While we have a moment, let's step aside 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Inside the Numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State 5 of 12 from the field, under 42%. Simo just 2 of 14, 0 of 4 outside the arc. Morehead State also 0 of 4 beyond the three-point arc. Redhawks 2 of 4 from the line. MSU 1 of 2. Eagles have won the rebounding battle, 12-8 so far. Baseline right, 21 to shoot after the Simo foul. Morton will inbound. Toward the right corner, and Rick's coming. Elbow right, Miles. Right to left behind him, Rick's far side, Thomas. Thomas on Stacker, spinning, looking. Head of the key, Lathan, who's back in there. To the near side, Morton, 12 to shoot out to the near hash, and Lathan. Lathan plays it down, driving on Beal to the baseline. Outside the block, high right, Ricks. He'll come over for a three. Flash!
Big basket there by Morehead State to push the lead to 8.
Eddie's first points.
Yeah, Simo offensively, 2 free throws and 2 breakaway dunks, and that's it.
Martin wide right, works on Thomas, skips it to Stacker coming out between the circles. Stacker on the move on Morton, bangs into him, back behind him. Martin, he'll drive with the whole scoop, off the iron a couple of times and in.
Yeah. So finally getting something out of their offensive set, and it cuts the lead back down to 6.
Martin's got 3, 14-8 MSU. Morton picks it up near the line and goes to Ricks, who comes between the circles with a dribble. Beal, his defender, bounce left elbow. Miles wants Lathan, can't find him, looks for Ricks instead to the near arc, and Morton.
He'll angle in, go to the far corner. Thomas down the baseline, dishes inside to Miles to the hole with a left-hand scoop and score. Deontay with four. They can get that all day. Deontay's bigger than anybody else on the hardwood.
Right.
16-8 MSU. 9.5 to go first half. Martin down the left arc, skips it off to Stacker. He'll circle right, driving on Morton in the hole. Shoves into Miles, missed the short shot, angle right. Rebound, Morton for Morehead State. Good job by Deontay to hold his ground and not foul.
Right. Very good defense.
Out front, Ricks holding. And down low, wide open, Thomas, a fake, a layup, count it.
And they just did not switch over at all. Brad Korn not happy about that, calling timeout.
9:09 to go in the first half, and Morehead State's lead grows to 10, biggest of the night, 18-8.
Yeah.
We talked about it. This is a SEMO team that's vertically challenged.
Yes.
They don't have a lot of size, Drew, and Deontay Miles, Zach Iemi, they're the biggest guys on the floor generally when they're out there, and they should be able to get some points for Morehead this evening.
Yeah, and you figure, and then Riley Minix can also get a lot of production in the paint. We've seen that all year long. You figure, on offense, if Morehead State just beats the post, they would score virtually every time.
Earlier tonight, Morehead State's women in a tough one fell to Southeast Missouri 70-63. Just wanted to point that out to you.
Yeah.
They're still in the hunt, though, for a top four seed in the OVC women's tournament.
Right, so a big game coming up on Saturday. And with the ladder format, that makes a big difference where your seed is.
Inbounding Ursher to go 94 right to left. Racimo, Morehead State back inside the half court line to defend. It's Martin coming across with a left-hand dribble. Plays it down on Thomas out front. Switch back to his right, bounce high left, coming out Bell. Bell lost the dribble on George Marshall, who just came in. Left wing Stacker, he'll come out front, back behind him Ursher. 14 to shoot, Ursher on Ricks, who bodies up. He'll circle off the screen from early, left of the lane. Ursher from 15, bottom of the iron, no rebound, Miles, and a SEMO player is down.
Yeah.
At this end of the floor, out between the circles, trying to pick up who that might be. Could be Early.
Yeah.
And I think it's Early, who is pounding the floor with his hand, and now he'll have to hop over to the trainer and need some help getting to the Redhawks bench.
Right.
And he'll be replaced by seven-footer David Idata.
Strongly favoring his left ankle. You certainly hate to see this. Yopi's okay.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is. And SEMO certainly is going to miss him.
Yeah, they're going to have to help him all the way to the end of the bench. They have one player and a trainer under either arm.
Yeah.
Morehead State will inbound. Thomas to Lathan. Over to Marshall, backside. They run the trap at him. Lathan has it across the line to Thomas at the logo. Left to right behind him. Lathan for the short toss. Lathan, left elbow coming out. Ricks, 15 to shoot. Up top, Miles to the right arc. Lathan straight away. Thomas off the screen for three. Yes, sir!
And a great offensive possession there. Just a great screen at the top of the screen, at the top of the key. Thomas nails the three.
Thomas with five. Morehead State up 21-8. Here's a free throw line jumper at the other end by Martin. Heel of the iron, no. Ricks tapping the rebound. It's off the floor. Coming back to Stacker, who lays it up and in.
And
Ricks had a couple of shots at it, couldn't hold it.
Right, and a big basket there by SEMO. You got the sense that Morehead was about to blow it open.
21-10, the Eagles on top of the offensive end. Left of the logo, Lathan out near the timeline. Coming in on Bell. Right hash back for the bounce feed. Thomas skips it out to Ricks. Spinning on Bell, can't get in there. Fakes the shot, near side to Thomas. And he threw it away. In between Thomas and Stacker.
Right.
And we have a timeout on the floor. And for Morehead State, turnover number six. And we'll step aside. 7:42 left to go in the first half here at LST Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home leads Southeast Missouri 21-10. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
Furniture World
Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowland County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Stay with a 21-10 lead over Southeast Missouri with 7:42 left to go in the first half. The Eagles playing tonight without their fine point guard, Drew Felwell, the senior here on Tuesday, injured his left wrist in practice. The hope is he can play Saturday against Lindenwood, but they do believe for sure he'll be ready for the OVC tournament.
Right, and that's the big thing. We love to see him Saturday at senior night, but you don't want to risk not having him for the OVC tournament next week.
Hard to believe it's next week.
Yeah, it is hard to believe.
Marshall, Thomas, Latham, Minix, and Miles from Moorhead State. Idata, Bell, Stacker, Martin, and Ursher for Simo, who comes down the floor. Simo, Martin with it, high left. Turning right on Thomas, bounce out front to Ursher. Right to left back behind him, knocked away by Marshall from Bell. Bell driving left to the lane, jump stop, throws the ball right into the chest of Minix, who controls now for Moorhead State. Behind the back dribble, right of logo to the offensive end. Riley driving on Bell, left hash Thomas, out court, right to left to the logo is Lathan. Lathan on Stacker, 18 on the timer. Lathan coming forward off the Minix screen, high left. Turns to his right, back to his left. Starts forward, free throw line to the right elbow, right of leg. His pass knocked right out of his hands. Simo with a steal at Stacker. Seventh Moorhead turnover. Stacker, a high dribble there. Down the left wing and back out to Ursher. Ursher at the far side. To Idata, right to left behind him, Ursher. He'll penetrate left of lane. Puts it up, blocked by Miles. Thomas, free throw line, picks it off the hardwood. Down the left sideline to the offensive end. Here comes coast to coast. His shot rejected by Idata at the left sideline. Marshall battling a Simo player, Martin, and Moorhead State, I think.
Yeah.
Will not get the basketball or will?
It's going to be Simo's ball. It was off of Marshall. He made a real hustle play to try and save it, but didn't get in there.
EIM against for Miles.
Running all over the place, just really putting out effort.
He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Here comes Simo offensive end. Martin into Thomas at the right side. Outside the arc, circles left, comes in. The runner from the lane, and he hits.
Yeah.
Rod Martin with five. It's 21-12 Moorhead State. The Eagles with the basketball. 6:24 to go until the break. Lathan across the timeline on Ursher. Right hash, leave it there. Marshall, he'll turn left, come back to the line, and down the right sideline to Lathan. Lathan at the arc. Bounce right, block extended. Minix double team. Near side, Lathan to Thomas. Far side, Marshall for three. Scoops out, no. Rebound, battle four. Somehow Iami, baseline right, took it from two Red Hawks. And he's trapped there, and I think we may have a foul on Southeast Missouri, or did we get a timeout? Looks like a foul on Simo.
Yeah, I think it's a foul on Simo. The referee's talking about something.
I think it's going to go on Smart, which will be his second, the fourth on the Redhawks.
Yeah.
Shot clock rewound to 20 as Morton comes in for Marshall, who played hard while he was in there.
Yeah, he did.
Gets a handshake from head coach Preston Spradlin. Baseline right. 20 showing on the shot clock. Minix to inbound for MSU.
And more confused. I don't know what they're trying to sort out here. Is it whether it was in the invisible triangle and it's base? Well, it's baseline, so.
Minix inbounds. Right elbow, Lathan. Turns left. Faces up on his man. Bounce left block, Minix. Turns to his right, to his left. Fakes once, twice. Ball stripped away. Simo has it. Smart. Smart races offensive end. Kicks to the left side. Martin on Lathan in front of. He'll take it down the wing, try to get around Iemi, bounce inside to Idata, knocked away from him, stolen by Lathan. Lathan with the steal, brings it the other way. Jump feed down low. Oh, he had Iemi streaking to the goal, but overthrew it in Just a little too much zip on that one.
Ninth Morehead turnover.
Yeah.
And that's where the loss of Drew Fellwell shows.
Right. And, he was wide open, just threw it in there a little too hard.
7 foot sophomore Mason Handback.
Yeah.
Jackson, Tennessee, in for Simo, replacing Idana, averaging a point and a half and a rebound and a half. Yeah.
So both teams, the turnovers really picking up here.
10 for Morehead, 5 for Simo.
Yeah.
21-12, the Eagles on top as they defend inside the arc to our left. Martin down the far sideline, into Mort. Dancing, turning left, angling in, straightaway Stacker. A bounce to his left back behind him, smart for the basketball on Ricks. He'll play it down, driving on Eddie to the right block, knocked away. Ball rolls out of bounds in the far corner. Morehead State basketball off of Smart.
Yeah, and Smart just lost the handle on it and went right out of bounds.
Six Simo turnovers. Ricks will inbound toward the corner, far side backcourt, drops it in to Jerome Morton.
Yeah. Morehead State's turned it over their last four possessions.
Morton took a shot in the face. Now he goes back out to Minix. Minix picks up his dribble. High left to EIME. Zach holding. Morton trying to help him. He'll take it now between the circles. 12 to shoot. Bounce left block. Minix at the baseline. Puts up a five-footer off the iron. Good. Count it. Yeah. And he's fouled.
And that ends a three-and-a-half-minute scoring drop, but it also ends a stretch where four straight turnovers for Morehead State.
Bell with his second foul, fifth on Simo.
And that'll send Riley to the line with a chance for an and-one.
He'll stand line right to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Third in the OVC in free-throw shooting at 86%.
Yeah.
Riley's free throw up and good. And Minix now with 5 points. Morehead State up 24-12. 4:59 to go until halftime. Martin right at the logo to the offensive end. Morton defense. Out front, Handback down the left side. Smart over Ricks. Back out to Handback. Handback plays it down. Left, right behind him. Martin, he'll come in. Free throw line. Jumper, got it.
Yeah.
Rod Martin with 7. He's been the lone Simo bright spot offensively.
Yeah, he has been. And a technical foul on Preston Spradlin. I don't know what he's even angry about. He was way out of the coach's box.
I don't see what's going on here, but
yeah,
it looks like Simo's going to get free throws. Morehead State had the ball going the other way.
Right. I don't know if something kind of out of character. Preston Spradlin, as you know, very composed most of the time.
Martin's first free throw is good.
Yeah.
He'll shoot a second. He has 8 points. This game has been physical at times.
Yeah, it has been.
Next free throw up and good for Martin. Now Morehead State with a lead of 24-16. We'll have to play defense, and this is a possible 4-point or 5-point play.
Yeah.
Southeast, or will they give the ball to Morehead? Looks like it's Eagle basketball because they had the possession.
Right. So it's not, it's not two shots on the ball.
Ricks will inbound backcourt to Morton. Morton comes across the timeline on Martin, who shoves off. They bounce again off each other. High right to Thomas. Thomas skips it, free throw line. EIME, far side, Ricks. Eddie plays it down, left block. Minix double team back out to Ricks to the right corner. Thomas steps left. He'll shoot the three. Got it. Khalil with 8. He averages almost 3 three-pointers a game. He's the top three-pointer in terms of shooter in the OVC.
Yeah, and that extends the lead back out to 11.
27-16, Morehead. Right hash, Smart. Turns left into Minix, works out front with a left-hand dribble. Left elbow out for it, Handback. 12 on the shot clock, right hash, Smart. Back up the sideline. He'll drive the paint to the left block, near side, in the corner. Three ball, put up and in.
Oh.
And that was Martin who hit it.
Yeah. And that's their first three of the game. Cuts the lead back down to 8.
Martin with 12. 27-19, Morehead State. Morton is being held.
Yeah.
Right elbow, Yemi. Near side of the lane, Minix back to the corner. Morton back high right, Minix. He'll step into a three ball, banging off the rim. No. Free throw line rebound is Smart for Simo. Morton was grabbed. The
jersey
was
they've done that a couple of times. They've grabbed the jersey, which is supposed to be an well.
Martin,
that's a foul.
Off the screen, coming in, near side, Stacker, outside the left side of the lane, cans a 12-footer.
Yeah.
And now it's a six-point lead.
Yeah, down to 6. And Simo suddenly coming to life, converting on their last 3 or 4 possessions.
Morton down central, works the dribble with the left hand, leave it left hash, Ricks. Between the circles, Minix to the right side, Thomas out for it. Thomas hand checked by Urscher, wide left, Flies it out to Minix, far sideline, curling for it. Morton, dump inside. EIN, he tries a reverse layup, missed it, took a shove from behind as he tried the shot. He'll get two free throws after being fouled by Mason Handback.
Yeah.
That's number six on Simo. And that takes us to immediate timeout. 2:42 left to play in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 27, Southeast Missouri 21. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Prefert Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Prefert name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Prefert dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' six locations to see Prefert squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Prefert livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Prefert certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Prefert dealer.
Morehead State leads Southeast Missouri 27-21. Late in the first half, 2:42 left to go at Johnson Arena. We'll come back with Zach Iaimi to shoot two free throws. Morehead State 52.4% from the field at 11 of 21. Simo, 8 of 24, 33%.
Yeah.
They're 1 of 5 outside the arc. Morehead is 3 of 9 at the line. Redhawks 4 of 6, MSU 2 of 3, rebounding 16-11 Morehead State. But the big category, turnovers, Morehead with 11, Simo with 6, and that's by the number sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
Yeah, and part of that might be missing Drew Thelwell. You mentioned 8 of 24 overall. They started off 1 of 11, so they're actually 7 of their last 13 attempts.
Morehead State watching Simo go on a 9-3 run to crawl back in this game. EIME, free throw, right line, and he cans it, and he's on the board. He comes in at 49% for the season from the stripe. 28-21. Zach circles the ball around his body, right to left, now shoots the next free throw and puts it up and in. He says, hey, if it works, do it.
Right, and his free throw shooting has started to improve some. I think he was in the 30s at one point.
8-point lead. Now here's Thomas, a steal at midcourt. Coming the other way, all by himself. Two-hand slam! 10 for Khalil, and Morehead up by 10. Ward the other way, MSU man-to-man. He draws Thomas to Ursher, driving on Latham to the right block to the goal. Feeds it inside to Handback, double-teamed at the block, spins to his right, fires a hook off the glass off the rim. No, got his own rebound over Iemi, lays it up and in.
Yeah, good effort there by Simo to stay on the glass and get the put back. Trying hard to stay in there, down to 8.
31-23, 2 minutes to play until halftime. Latham across the line down central. Left wing, Thomas out for it. Thomas on Ursher, spinning, looking. Ursher slapping at the ball. Free throw line bounce to Iaimi. Right block, Minix. One-on-one. Takes it to his left. Double team. Fights up a shot.
Ooh.
Rims off. No good. Whistle foul. He'll get two free throws as he hits the deck.
Yeah. They've done a pretty good job defending Riley Minix underneath. They've collapsed on him. He's still being effective, but
Mitch Handback with his second foul. 7. Simo, Morehead in the bonus with 1:49 to go. Minix with two free throws. Line right. First one on the way. Bangs out. No good.
Yeah. So Minix is 2 of 7 from the floor.
He's been double and triple teamed tonight.
Yeah.
The Netherlands product. Idata back in. Replaces Handback for Simo at the post. Minix with another free throw. Squats down. Shoots and connects. He's got 6 points. Morehead State up 32-23, 1:48 to play, first half. Ward directing traffic, coming through the logo offensive end. Left to right behind him, Stacker for the ball. Right hash up the sideline for it. And now out to Idata. Larson between the circles. Stacker out for it. Right side, Urscher. Gets a man in the air. Thomas steps into a three and clangs it off the rim. No, right block rebound. Lathan from Moorhead State. Skips it ahead. Right side, Thomas fakes. Driving on Larson. Got to the baseline. Out to the near hash and Lathan. Jordan on Stacker. Calling a play. 18 on the timer. 1:13 to play in the half. Lathan, free throw line, EIME. To the right baseline, saved in by Minix, but right to Stacker up the right sideline. Where was that pass going?
Yeah.
Stacker driving coast to coast, got to the goal, laid it up and missed it. Ricks a rebound baseline left for Moorhead State. Fouled by Idata, his first, and the eighth on Simo.
Yeah.
And Ricks will be at the line at the other end, 1+1.
And that prevented what would have been a fast break dunk for Moorhead State had he not committed the foul.
Beal will check in. For Idata, for Simo. Martin's back out there for the Red Hawks as well. Rick's line right. Eddie with a three for this ball game for all his points. He's 66% at the line on the campaign.
And as you said, 1-1 here.
A minute to play in the half. His first free throw is nothing but net. Eddie now with four and another free throw to come. 59.7 seconds to go in the half. Ricks the next one up and good. Ricks with five. Moorhead State leads 34-23. Martin unopposed across the timeline, right at the emblem into Thomas. Skips it out front. Beal, high left heel dribble. Pick it up now. Look for help. Larson up the sideline for it. Goes back out to Urscher. Urscher on Lathan, 17 to shoot, 46 seconds to go in the half. He'll kick it left side, but Larson pitches it high right to Martin, back out with 11 to shoot. Martin on the move, high left on Thomas, left to the lane, fades and fires from 15, got it.
Nice job by Martin, just the pull-up jumper.
Good defense.
Yeah, it was good defense. He just, it was well defended. Just pulled up and hit it.
25 seconds to go in the half. About that on the shot clock. Moorhead State up 34-25. Lathan controls inside the line. Hand checked by Urscher. Left hash backboard Ricks, and he traveled with it as he banged into Lathan, taking the pass.
Yeah.
And Moorhead State with its 12th first half turnover.
Moorhead should have held for the last shot. The shot clock should have been off. It was behind the game clock, and that is distracting because you're just trained to look up and notice if the shot clock is on or not. I don't know if they realized they could have held it.
Ricks and Thomas out. Marshall and Morton in for Moorhead State. Eagles by 9, 16 and a half seconds to go first half. Martin controls. He'll be met at the timeline by George Marshall. Martin across in the left end. Comes to his right, shoves off straight away from 25. The downtown three spins out. No. Right in the lane, the rebound. Morton from three-quarter court. He traveled with it. With
they're going to call it travel.
To go. Moorhead State, its 13th turnover.
Yeah.
I think that Morton wanted to throw it down the floor, then thought he should shoot it, and
yeah,
his brain got jumbled up, and he just came right back down, and that's a travel.
Yep. So, but with 1/10 of a second to go, by rule, you can't really do any. Did Moorhead just call timeout? Well, the rule is you can't really do anything with less than 3/10 of a second. It would have to be some sort of a tip. And I question if Simo's even going to do anything. They might just inbound it and go to
that's
the
about all they can do, unless they throw it down toward the lane and hope somebody can tap it in. And
yeah.
That's about all you can do.
Yeah, because if you catch the ball, by rule, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. That's within the half.
Yeah. Really, if you're Moorhead, do not foul before the ball is inbounded, and you should get to the half with a 34-25 lead.
Should. Interesting to see what Simo draws up here. Moorhead State with a 9-point lead has shot it well tonight, but the big problem, the turnovers. I said 13 is actually 14.
Yeah, and you know, in one half, that's way too many.
Yeah, and that again goes back to Drew Fellwell being out tonight.
Yeah,
your point guard.
And they put more time back on the clock, so this does change the scenario, assuming the clock is correct.
Says 1.2 seconds.
Yeah, so they would have time to get a shot off.
Well, they've got a right hash offensive end inbound. Minutes will be right in the face of Bell, who will be the inbounder for Simo. Minutes jumping up and down, waving his arms. Bell gets it to the right corner. shot put up from the corner, a three ball missed by Ursher, and that's how the half will end. Morehead State goes to the locker room at the break with the lead. Your score, it's Morehead State 34, Southeast Missouri 25. I'm Chuck Faraz with Drew Barnett. We'll come back to talk about the first 20 minutes of play in a couple of minutes here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Morehead State at the half leads Southeast Missouri here at Johnson Arena 34-25. The Eagles, as we noted, without point guard Drew Stelwell, who injured his left wrist in practice on Tuesday, hopefully playing on Saturday against Lindenwood. Drew, your thoughts about first stance? Obviously, the big number for Morehead State, 14 turnovers.
Right, and I think that's the only reason, you know, Simo's as close as they are. They haven't shot the ball well, although they did start to heat up in the second part of the first half. But the turnovers, they've just got to cut down on those, and not a lot of those have been forced. But, you know, free throw shooting good, pretty good from the floor. That's really the only hole when you look at what Morehead State's done so far.
Let's go ahead and look at the statistics from this ball game as we go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Southeast Missouri, Rod Martin has been the show for the Redhawks, single-handedly keeping them in this ball game with a game-high 14 points. After that, it's Brandon Stacker with six, two for Smart, two for Handback, one for Idana. Simo, 10 of 31 from the field, 32.3%, 1 of 8 outside the arc, 4 of 6 at the line, out-rebounded by Morehead, 20 to 12. Simo with 4 offensive rebounds, 2 assists, 7 turnovers, 7 steals, 3 by Stacker. For Morehead State, one player in double figures, that's Khalil Thomas, 10 points thus far. From there, it's Riley Minix with 6. He's been double and triple teamed all night long. 5 points for Jordan Lathan, 5 more Eddie Ricks, Deontay Miles chipping in 4, 2 points for Jerome Morton, 2 for Zach Iaimi. George Marshall got in there but didn't score. Morehead State 12 of 22 from the field, 54.5%, 3 of 9 outside the arc, 7 of 9 at the free throw line, again winning the rebounding battle, 20 to 12. Morehead with 3 offensive rebounds, 8 assists in the ball game, 14 turnovers, 5 steals, 2 blocks. At the half at Johnson Arena, Morehead State leads Southeast Missouri 34-25. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. Our halftime feature coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA bone-in pork sirloin roast is just $1.49 a pound. 2 8-ounce packs of Sargento shredded or natural sliced cheese is only $5. The large 48-ounce carton of Dean's Country Fresh ice cream, just $4. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Jason Woodman, Moorhead State University head football coach. Coach, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So you're new to the area, new to this program. Give us a little bit of your experience, what you're bringing to this team.
I've been coaching now for 24 years, 20 of those have been in college, and I was born and raised in Farmington, West Virginia, north central West Virginia, just south of Morgantown. Graduated high school in 97, started coaching football in 99, and started out the high school ranks, and then started kind of the college career in 2004, mm-hmm. and have been in some pretty good spots, and I've had the opportunity to work under some really good coaches and was very fortunate to learn as much as I have. And, we spent the last 11 years back home in West Virginia at Fairmont State University as the head coach. And now we're lucky to be here. We're excited.
What is your impression of the team so far?
You know, I think the guys are excited. I think that they're ready to work. And that's always encouraging as a coach to see that. I think that they know that they've been close to having a lot of success. And I think they're willing to kind of, change a little bit of things that they've done in the past and kind of try to take that next step. And as a coaching staff, we're excited about it too. You know, it's hard to come into a new program, let alone bring a whole new coaching staff, a whole new area of the country and mm-hmm. Families and everything that comes along with that. But it's very encouraging to know that the guys are excited and ready to kind of take on whatever you're going to give them. And so far it's been like that.
Speaking of your staff, do you have all the assistant coaches that you need for the upcoming season?
We're close. We have pretty much all of them except for two. It should be arriving within a month, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And again, that's been a process, not just getting through the holiday season, trying to get the paperwork and the things that go along with that on the state side of institutions is always a headache. And mm-hmm. They've done a tremendous job here at Moorhead helping us and really doing everything they can to push the process forward. And our coaches are excited, the ones that we do have here now. They've kind of like me, they were extraordinarily surprised at how willing and excited the players were. And yeah, it seems like the community is very supportive and we're really happy about that. But we'll have the full staff intact hopefully by the beginning of March.
What is your philosophy for a winning offense and defense?
I think it's, anytime I talk about philosophy, it's a very broad subject.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways you can go with it. For us, though, offensively, you know, we just want to score points and do what it takes for our team to be successful. You know, if we have to run a ball every play, we'll run it every play. If we have to throw it every play, we'll throw it every play. It's just more what we have to do to win a football game. And you know, we always go in saying, hey, we want to be 50-50 run pass, but does that ever work? Yeah. Hardly ever. Our main goal and philosophy is do what we're good at, you know, be efficient, and do whatever it takes to win the game. And defensively, I think if you do that on offense, it helps a good bit. You know, you obviously want to stop the run every game on defense, yeah, and just, you know, get after people, be aggressive, pressure offenses and special teams, and let your guys play.
Coach, thank you so much for sharing this time with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Morehead State leads at the half as we point toward the second stanza, 34-25 over Southeast Missouri. Just one other score in the OVC right now. Early in the ball game, Eastern Illinois leads at Western Illinois 8-7. Other games this evening, Tennessee Tech and UT Martin, Southern Indiana hosting Lindenwood, who is here at Morehead State on Saturday. And Tennessee State is visiting Little Rock. Not for a vacation, by the way.
Yeah.
Earlier tonight, the Morehead State women fell to SEMO 70-63. Drew, as we point toward the second half for MSU's Eagles, what needs to happen here for them to seal the deal and get the victory?
Well, really, the only thing that I just think they need to cut back on the turnovers, and they had six before the first media timeout. Then there was about a 10-minute stretch where they only had one, and then there was a flurry of them again at the end. So, I mean, that's really the only deficiency when you look at it. The defense is fine. Rebounding is fine. Shooting is good. Just cut back on the turnovers.
Yeah, when you're shooting 54.5%, that should be good enough. But when you turn the ball over 14 times, if you just have half of those possessions and made three shots, you're probably up by about 15 or so here
right
at the break.
Yeah.
Our score at halftime once again, 34-25. Morehead State over Southeast Missouri. Your second half is coming up in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
State leads 34-25 over Southeast Missouri at home. Here tonight, as we talked about, the MSU men and women will wrap up the regular season on Saturday here at the house against Lindenwood. First time they played Lindenwood this year.
Right.
The women's game will start at 1 o'clock. Tom Lewis in the pregame show at 12:45. Men's game at 3:30. Drew and I will be along about 3:15 to open up that broadcast.
Yeah, a big day, senior day, and as far as both games, they have huge impact on the conference standings and the seedings in the tournament. So definitely get out here Saturday and support if you can.
Idata, Ursher, Martin, Stacker, and Bell for Southeast Missouri. Moorhead State sending out Miles, Minix, Thomas, Morton, and Latham. And Thomas will inbound, near side right in front of us at midcourt. To start the second half, Moorhead State will have the ball. Morton backside, takes the short feed, drops back, comes forward, hustles up to the right hash and goes off to Thomas. Thomas looking for Latham, head of the key. Latham off the mile screen, turns left, takes it left to the lane, alley-oop inside for Miles, who dumps it down.
Yeah. They're letting a lot of hand-checking go. I've noticed that you've pointed that out before.
Yeah. Wow. Very physical game.
Yeah.
6 points now for Deontay. Simo's first trip in the second half on the offensive end. Bell turning left into Morton at the free throw line, down the wing to the baseline. Jump and shoot from 16. Off the iron, no. Left block rebound. Jerome Morton for Moorhead State. He'll slow it down. Across the timeline he comes. Angles toward the left hash. High left. Thomas back behind him straight away. Minix near side. Thomas, he'll cut in, free throw line. Miles from there, got it.
Really nice job there by Miles. God, you love to see him hit that shot about 6 or 7 feet from the basket.
8 for Miles, and Moorhead State up 38-25. Mark to the far side to Stacker. Bounce right side. Bell driving the angle, the block to the baseline to the goal, feeds it up on the left hand, missed it. Baseline left, the rebound Morton. Moorhead State. Roan trying to get away from Bell, comes right of the logo to the offensive end. Takes it to the right hash. Leave it there. Thomas circling out to his left. Back to the far hash and Morton. Morton at the wing, 17 on the timer. Right block extended. Minix. They double on him. Riley kick out to Morton. He'll shoot the three. Back of the rim, no. Rebound flies long to the far side off the hardwood to Martin. Simo offensive end. Martin driving on Morton. Got to the baseline to go. Throws up a shot on the reverse. High off the glass with the left hand and in.
Tough shot. Well, I bet he won't hit it. But if he tried that again, he wouldn't hit it.
Good 16 for Martin. Morton the other way, high left. Holding, looking, standing, dribble there. Right to left, out front for it, Latham. Jordan turns right off the screen from Miles. To the right block to the goal, feeds up the shot, blocked away. Whistle foul, he'll get 2 free throws.
Yeah.
And that foul will go on Idata, his second. Yeah. First of the half on either team.
Jordan looks a little shaken up, grimacing a little there as he heads to the free throw line.
Came down a little bit awkwardly, and of course, yeah, as you remember, he sprained that
right
ligament in his right knee earlier and missed 4 games, and he's at the line. Shoot a couple of free throws to our left. Latham with 5 points in the contest. Free throw up. Spins off, no good. Jordan at the line this year has been very good.
Yeah.
At 75%.
And you kind of wonder, like, is him being shaken up a little bit, did it affect his shot? Right. Normally really good for the year.
Hand back in for Idata. Simo.
Moorhead does not have anyone up, so he will remain in the game.
Morton takes a deep breath, pounces it once and flips up the free throw, and this was perfect.
Yeah.
Six now for Jordan. Morehead State up 39-27. Defends. Martin, unopposed across the timeline, down central on Thomas. Takes it high left. Hand back, a moving screen. Thomas, yeah. Right elbow. Bounce down low. Got it to Stacker. Reverse layup with the right hand. It's in. Good play.
Right.
Stacker with eight. Martin brings it across for Morehead State to the offensive end. Standing at the emblem, dribbling on Martin, reaches in. Right half, Lathan over for it. Lathan at the far sideline, free throw line, Miles. One bounce, left side, Thomas, left block, skips it off to Minix. Minix on Stacker, turns to his right, comes to the lane, tries to shovel up a shot with the right hand, off the glass and in traffic. Boy, he had to fight for that one.
Boy, he had to earn that one, Riley Minix.
Riley with eight. Martin with it for Simo. Comes free throw line. Thomas slaps at the ball. He'll go right block. Kick out to the far side. Ball knocked loose. Somehow Ursher at the free throw line comes up with it. He'll fire a jumper and miss it. Left of the lane. The rebound. Morehead State. Morton.
Yeah, and Morton will wisely slow it down. And Morehead will get into their offense here.
Morton just inside the timeline. Left arc Lathan. He'll turn right. Come out front. Dump near side. Minix. He'll fake. Go baseline left. Cut off there. Bangs over a Simo player, comes to the lane, a fake, a fade, and a fire, and he got it.
Yeah, Simo trying to draw the offensive foul, referees not biting, and Morehead extends their lead to 14. I believe that's the largest.
Stacker tried to slop it, or the, I guess he tried that, where he just fell down, and now a ball loose at the other end.
And a late whistle here.
Oh, boy, otherwise Miles is going down to the other end for a wide open dunk, and the foul on Khalil Thomas, his second.
And Brian Korn really upset about something. Has he been a Jet?
No, they've called a timeout, media timeout.
I believe it's Simo's ball, but I don't know what he's...
I'm not sure what's going on, but we'll find out when we come back. 16:32 left to play at Johnson Arena. Morehead State up 43-29 over Southeast Missouri. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Well, Morehead State leads 43-29. It's been kind of a weird start to the second half.
Yeah.
Brad Korn still working over one of the officials right now about something. I think it was about that flop by Stacker down at the other end where Minix scored.
Well, it was a flop. And, you know, in previous years, he would have been issued a flop warning. So, but, you know, as we went into the media timeout, it looked like Morehead State was going to have a clean break for a layup or a dunk. There was a late whistle. Simo kept the ball, or at least they appeared to, and that's when Coach Brad Korn got really upset, and I don't really know why, because it's their ball. But you're probably right. It may have had something to do with the previous play.
And it looks like a technical has been called on Simo coach Brad Korn.
Yes.
So what you've got now is two team fouls on Southeast Missouri. Khalil Thomas will shoot the Tech at the left free throw line and knocks down the first one. Of course, in the first half, Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin earned a technical.
Yeah.
Or got a technical. We don't know if he earned it necessarily.
Oh, he was at midcourt.
Second free throw by Thomas is nothing but net. He's got 12.
Right. So the coach's box, you're not supposed to leave it. He had certainly left it when the game to him.
And Simo the ball. Right hash. Front court. Inbound. Thomas knocks it away from hand back. But Simo got it. Now a tie up between Minix and Bell. And as Simo, going down Morton.
Simo will keep the ball, but good defense there by Morehead State to get the arrow back.
Here comes Eddie Ricks in for MSU. He'll replace Morton, who played pretty well over the last few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
MSU by 16 as Martin controls inside the line on Thomas now between the circles. Bounce high left, out for Bell driving the left wing, and a reach-in foul on Ricks, who was beaten off the dribble. Eddie's second. And second of the half on Morehead State.
So Morehead up 16.
And now Bell will inbound at the left hash with a new 20 on the shot timer. Ricks in his face. Backcourt to Martin. Comes across the line with a right-hand dribble. Driving on Thomas off the screen. Left of the lane from 12. Hits the jumper. He's got 18.
Right. And he's been pretty much all of their offense.
Lathan, backside on Martin, comes across the line to the left hash, contact with Martin. Now Ricks up the sideline, left to right, takes it, goes out front to Minix. Left elbow, back for it, Miles. Behind him, Lathan. He'll turn, shoot the three, knock down, whistle foul on Martin, who will give Jordan Lathan three free throws.
Yeah.
First foul on Rob Martin. And for Simo, team foul three.
Jordan Lathan.
And again, Lathan, a pretty good free throw shooter. So
Lathan, line left, three shots, first one counts as he drops it down. He's got seven markers in the game. Zach Eiemi wants to check in for Morehead State for Miles, but we'll have to wait a moment.
Yeah, at least till after this free throw.
Lathan with the next one. That one also right down the tube.
So Eiemi replaces Miles. Miles has played pretty well tonight.
Yeah, he has. He's got, let's see, 8 points to go along with two rebounds.
Mm-hmm. And made some pretty good defensive plays as well.
Yes, at least one block that we know of. Lathan, the next free throw, he's hit all three. Jordan with 9 points. Morehead State extends the lead to 17 at 48-31. Here comes Simo. Martin, left-hand dribble across the line on Thomas. Man-to-man Morehead State coming out left wing for the basketball is Stacker. Back up top to Handback. Handback dribbling toward the left elbow. Wide left to Stacker. Turns right, driving on Minix to the right block. Backs outside the arc near side. Bounce to the right block and Handback on Eiemi. And, no, they're going to call Eiemi for too much body on the way this game has been played. Come on. This has been a physical game. Right. That wasn't a lot of contact. And Zach picks up number two, Morehead State's third.
Yeah, and what was strange about that is that he appeared to be by him. So
new 20 on the shot clock. Martin inbounds right corner on the hop to Stacker. Stacker tries to find Martin. Can't do it. He'll drive to the baseline. Minix cuts him off. High right. Pitches it back out to Urcher. Right angle drive to the left corner. Leaping catch there by Stacker. Left wing Martin. He'll jump into a 16-footer. Nothing but net. He can't miss right now.
Right.
He's got 20 points.
And Simo wants a timeout.
It's 48-33, Morehead State.
They did hit the shot, Chuck, but they were all out of sorts before that. So I guess Brad Korn wants to settle everything down. And being issued a 20-second timeout here, probably going to make some sort of adjustment.
Simo left with three timeouts in the ballgame. Morehead State also with three left.
Right.
Your shooting numbers and other numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State 59.3% from the field. Simo under 37%. Martin by himself is 8 of 12. That means the rest of the guys, 6 of 26.
Right, and Martin's basically been their whole offense. Without him, this game would look a lot uglier than what it does right now. Something to point out, Morehead State, almost 5 minutes in, not a single turnover in the second half. So better.
15-16 to go in this game at Johnson Arena. Lathan, Minix, Ricks, Thomas, and Iaimi for MSU on the floor. 1-2-2. Pressure by Simo. They'll trap out of this as Ricks inbounds to Lathan. Lathan across to Thomas toward the right sideline. Bounces it back in the backcourt. Lathan comes across the line, left of the lane. Iaimi back to the near hash and Lathan. Lathan on Martin. Between the legs dribble. Up the sideline. Ricks to his right. To Minix. Right hash Thomas. Wide left. Riley Minix. Up the arc. Lathan. High left. He'll shoot the three. Got it.
Yeah. Jordan Lathan.
Lathan now with 12 points. MSU up 51-33. Martin across the line on Thomas. Bounce left wing. Stacker. Stacker looking for Martin. Skips it to him coming out front. Martin on the drive to the right elbow. Jump and shoot from there. He gets another two.
Yeah. He's having a phenomenal game.
22 points. Again, that zone pressure. The trap by Simo. Lathan across the line. Works right at the logo. Comes left off the screen from Minix. Left to the lane, to the block, to the baseline. Feeds it up off the glass and roll and go. 14 for Jordan Lathan's. Bell back behind him. Stacker on the drive on Minix to the left block. Spins to his right. Throws up an air ball and a foul on the play.
And, oh, they're going to get Moritz. They're going to get Iaimi.
For what?
I thought they were going to get Simo for over the back. But the foul goes against Iaimi.
And that's his third. For Morehead State, number four, they're going to send Stacker to the free throw line to our right for two shots. This has been a wild game.
Yeah.
Stacker with 8 points, about to get his first two free throws. He's 79% from the stripe this season. Stacker looks up, free throw on the way, and good. And now Miles in for Iaimi.
He didn't appear to be shooting the ball.
Right. Yeah.
We've seen some interesting things tonight.
The whistle seems to have a mind of its own at times.
Yeah.
Stacker with a second.
This will be
toss.
A lane violation, but he hit it anyway.
Yep.
So
he's got 10.
Yeah.
Beal in for Stacker.
Yeah.
For Simo. 53-37 MSU. Ricks will inbound against zone pressure. 1-2-2. To Thomas, to Lathan, backside. They double him.
Yeah.
Across to Thomas, gets across the stripe, back to Lathan, left to the logo. Near wing, Minix. Feeds it back out to the timeline, and Lathan, 18 on the timer. Works on Bell out there. Comes left off the screen from Miles, left of lane. Right corner, open Thomas. Catch and shoot, three, yes sir!
That was a great pass and a great shot. And Morehead State with their biggest lead.
And the other end, Smart tries to drive, lost the handle, left corner, trying to save it in. Lathan can't do it. And,
yeah.
By the way, Lathan with 17 points, and that takes us to a timeout with 13:32 remaining in this ballgame. Your score, Morehead State 56, Southeast Missouri 37. I'm Chuck Mraz. He's Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Morehead State leads 56-37 over Southeast Missouri. 13-32 remains at Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett taking a look at the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. NSU shooting 63.3%. The SEMO's 38.5%, which includes 9 of 13 from Rob Martin. Rob Martin has been their entire offense. He's got 22 of their 37 points.
Yeah.
Rebounding, 23-13 Morehead State. Turnovers, 14-8 MSU.
Yeah, and while 14 is not a small number, 0 in the second half so far. So
Bell baseline left on the inbound, 24 to shoot in the offensive end for SEMO. Bell looks, they stack, looking for the curling Smart. Far side Beal, back out to Martin on Lathan. Gets it to the cutting Bell. Right block to the goal baseline, cut off by Miles. No shot outside the right side. Smart drives in, kick toward the left corner. Beal on Minix, gets to the block, turns, feeds up a shot. Now we got a foul, a hand-checking foul on Minix.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it was a hand-check, but God, they've not been calling it at all
night. First on Riley, fifth on Morehead. Baseline left inbound, off the leg of Idata, who just came in and back out of bounds, but I think it touched a Morehead player.
Yeah, I think it did, so Seymour will get the ball back.
With 19 to shoot, Martin on the inbound. Looks for Beal instead, left of the lane, toward the corner. Idata hands it to Martin, circling right to the paint, double team there to Bell, drives the angle, puts up the short shot, off the glass, it'll hit the iron and go in. Bell with his first two. 1-2-2 zone pressure. SEMO, 56-39, Morehead State. Lathan to the left hash on Bell. Turns right. Comes straight away to the logo. 18 on the timer. Takes it to the left arc. Wants Thomas. Bounce right to Thomas between the circles as he came right to left four. To Lathan at the right hash, driving the wing, and he was hand-checked about three or four times before they finally whistled it. Foul SEMO. This goes on Idata, his third. Here comes Martin in for Lathan. Lathan, the top scorer for Morehead State tonight.
Yeah. Preston still very animated despite the 17-point lead.
Hand back in now for SEMO as Morton controls right at the logo after the inbound with 18 to shoot. Down the far sideline, Ricks. Ricks just inside the hash. Dump right block, Minix. Riley on Beal. Backs in, kick out to Ricks. He'll step into a three, bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound on the paint, taken by Bell. He'll fly down the floor into the lane. Has his shot rejected inside, though, by Morton. Great block by Jerome. Thomas with it, flying to the offensive end. To the right corner, Ricks threw his hands out of bounds.
Yeah.
15th Morehead State turnover.
And that's the first of the half. But, again, this one completely unforced. Just a pass that went through his hands and out of bounds.
While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Martin has it toward the left wing from Ursher. Martin steps into a 19-footer, side of the rim, he finally missed. Minix a rebound, Morehead State. Seemed like he was hitting everything he threw up.
Yeah.
Morton controls, coming across the line, right-hand dribble, right hash to Thomas. Thomas comes left, now back down the left sideline, or far sideline to Morton. Right corner, Minix spins to the baseline, comes to the hole, fakes, lays it up and in.
And Riley Minix coming to life here in the second half. They did a good job containing him for the first part of the first half.
Minix now with 12. Handback drives into Miles. They bounce off each other at the block.
Wow.
Handback spins left, scoops, and scores.
Nice job by Min back there. I thought Miles had him pretty well defended, but
he really did.
Yeah.
58-41, Morehead State by 17, 11-19 to go. Ricks controls a bounce, leaves it out front for Minix. Minix on Beal, high left, catch and shoot three, no for Thomas. He'll go down baseline instead to Ricks. He'll turn, 360, hooks, misses, whistle foul on the rebound.
Yeah.
This is SEMO with a foul.
Great.
And this one belongs to Rob Martin, his second. And for Southeast Missouri, number five, as Larson and Stacker in for SEMO. Martin and Beal will leave. Morehead State gets a fresh 20 on the shot clock with a baseline right inbound. Minix controls, plays it in. High right to Morton on the skip feed. Bounces it right back to Minix right at the lane. Double team. Turns it back out to Morton. Back to Minix outside the right elbow. 10 to shoot. He'll angle in. Got tangled up with Stacker. And Stacker a foul as Minix tried to break loose and shoot. And for Stacker is first. And for Simo, that will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, 16 fouls. So Morehead will be in the 1-1.
Next foul. And we'll talk about it when we come back. We have a break at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 58, Southeast Missouri 41. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State leads over Southeast Missouri 58-41 with 10:56 to go in the ballgame. Morehead State 6 of its last 8 from the field, but Southeast Missouri is 5 of its last 7.
Yeah. And again, Martin, a big part of that for Simo. Morehead State, you know, the margin is 17, but you still feel like you don't want to take your foot off the gas. It kind of has the feel that Morehead isn't in complete control yet, and that Seymour might still have some life. And again, a lot at stake here. Seymour playing to keep their tournament hopes alive. Morehead trying to stay in first place and avenge the team that eliminated them last year.
Miles outside the right elbow. Bounces to the right block. Minix fights in, kicks it near side, catch and shoot three for Ricks. Splash!
Yeah. A nice looking shot there by Eddie Ricks.
Got his feet set, banged it down. Eddie with 8. Morehead State up 61-41. Smart outside the left hash, threw it through Ursher's legs, picked away by Miles on the steal. Ahead to Minix, who slows it down, chased by Stackery, bounces it back to Thomas, who gives it to Morton. Morton across the midcourt stripe. Right hash, Thomas circles left. Down the right sideline, returns it to Jerome. Right block extended, Minix. Minix on Stacker, turns left, got it to the lane, fakes once, twice, fades and fires. It'll spin out, no good. Floor rebound under the goal. Stacker for Simo. Rolls it ahead to Ursher. Ursher to the offensive end on Thomas, takes it high left, takes it to the baseline left, and all the way to the right wing with a dribble. High right to Stacker. In on Ricks to the right corner, comes baseline, bangs into Eddie. Fights up a shot. That could have been a charge. Instead, it's going to be a foul, I think, on Ricks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what they're exactly whistling tonight because, quite frankly, this has not been the best officiated ball game I've seen this season.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good crew.
It's a good crew.
But
normally, much better than this. But, everybody has their off nights, I guess.
Right. And it's just it's the consistency of the calls. Like, it'll be real physical and then nothing. And then sort of a light foul like that.
Stacker to shoot two, cans the first.
But yeah, it seems like it's been real inconsistent tonight with what has and hasn't been called. And that's hard on the players because they need to adjust to the way the refs call the game.
Stacker will have another one with his team down 61-42 with 9:56 to go. Stacker looks up, pumps, shoots, connects. Stacker now with 12. Morehead State with the ball. Up 61-43. Morton controls, runs the right arc. Clears it back out to Miles. Left right behind him, Eddie Ricks, 16 on the timer. Down the far sideline to Morton. Pass to the baseline to Minix. It's tipped away and out of bounds by Smart.
So Moorhead will keep it.
12 to shoot. Inbounding will be Lathan. Right baseline. Jerome looking. Flips it out to Miles. Tipped away from him and out of bounds at the MSU bench by Handback, who got a big paw up there and swatted it away. Pass was a little bit short. Now 10 to shoot. Inside the right hash, Morton will play it in for Moorhead. Gets it to Lathan outside the far hash. He'll play it down. Lathan spinning, looking. Left arc, Rick. Spin to his right. Three to shoot. Bobbles it inside the lane with one to shoot. Tries the shot. Got tangled up. And a shot clock violation against MSU.
Yeah.
That's the 16th Eagle turnover.
And that was well defended by Simo. Tried to get the shot up a couple times, but just couldn't get it off.
61-43, 9:23 to go. Smart, the ball, left-hand dribble, gets him across the midcourt stripe on Ricks. Outside the left elbow, Urscher on Lathan. Comes right of the lane, left of the lane. Flips it back out, straight away Larson. High right stacker on Minix, drives baseline right. And then just bobbled the ball and lost it out of bounds. Yeah, he looked to shoot and just lost the handle.
Yeah. And we've seen them do that a couple times. We've seen us do that a couple times, too.
For Simo, turnover number 10. Morton backside, comes all the way up on Urscher. Races left of the logo, leave it at the hash mark, near side Ricks, between the circles, Minix. Minix, left elbow, drops it off to Miles. High right, Lathan, catch and shoot, three, curls out, no good. Inside the paint, the board for Handback and Simo. To Larson, ahead to Urscher at the right sideline. Near side, Smart, right angle drive around Minix. Baseline left, by the reverse on the left, and miss it. Minix aboard for Moorhead State.
Yeah,
midcourt, left sideline, Ricks, go ahead.
Good defensive play there by Minix to disrupt the layup.
Lathan controls well out front near the timeline to set it up with 18 on the shot clock. 8:26 to play. Lathan comes high left, turns right, off the pick by Miles. High right, he stops, wide left, Minix. He'll catch, fire a three. Rims off, no, off the glass it goes, and Larson a rebound, and a foul, I think, Miles over the back.
Over the back.
And for Miles, just his first foul. And for Moorhead State, that's number seven on Moorhead, so Simo in the bonus. As Eiemi and Thomas in for Moorhead State. Morton and Miles sit down. Larson is lying right to shoot 1+1 for the Redhawks. Larson has not scored in this ballgame. At the line for the season, he's 66%. Moorhead State has not had a field goal in the last 3:14 of this ballgame.
Yeah, I was about to say it's kind of been a scoring drought.
Larson's first charity toss is in. He's on the board. Simo has gone a couple of minutes without scoring as well. Larson looks up. The next free throw bangs out. No. Ricks high in the air with a left-hand rebound in the lane.
Yeah.
Moorhead State controls up 61-44. Morton across the line, between the legs, dribble, gets him there. Martin guarding him straight away. Eiemi, a bounce to his left, high left, Thomas. He'll come straight away. Up top he goes, near side Lathan. He'll step into a three, rims off, no. Inside the lane, the rebound, Martin for Simo. Midcourt, Stacker. Stacker down the far side to Larson, cut off by Morton at the side. To Smart, to Stacker, driving on Ricks to the block, runs over Eddie, feeds it inside. Ball comes down to Idata, who bobbles it and lost it and out of bounds. That had to be off of Idata.
And I think they're going to switch this. They are. They're going to give the ball to Moorhead State after the timeout.
Yep, and we have a break in the action. 7:46 to go at Johnson Arena. Your score, it's Moorhead State 61, Southeast Missouri 44. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead.
They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Preferred Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Preferred name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Preferred dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' six locations to see Preferred squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Preferred livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Preferred certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Preferred dealer.
Well, play on. 7:46 to go. 61-44, Moorhead State with a 17-point lead over Southeast Missouri. The Eagles need this victory and one on Saturday to remain in the hunt for the OVC's regular season title. They'll play Lindenwood Saturday.
Yeah.
We have 7:46 to play in this game, and we're still going to give Simo the ball.
I thought they had switched it as they were going into the timeout. They were indicating, I thought they were pointing towards Moorhead State, but
18
Simo's ball.
Yeah, now here comes Latham running on the floor late. Yeah. Martin to inbound, baseline left. To the left corner, just and threw it out of bounds.
Surely no, this is Moorhead's ball.
Yes. No one was there, and it touched nobody. Yeah. Idana was supposed to break to the corner. He didn't do it, just stood there, and yeah. Martin threw it right into his own bench.
Okay.
Inbound Thomas to Morton. Morton up the floor. Martin backpedaling as Morton comes across the line. Now they body up toward the right hash. Jerome curls around him, gets to the right side of the lane, tries to get to the goal, and he takes a foul before he can get to the basket.
Yeah.
Rob Martin with his third foul. Number seven on Simo, so Moorhead State joins the Redhawks in the bonus, and Jerome Morton will be lined left.
Yeah.
1+1 for MSU.
It was a bit of a hard foul. Jerome took some exception to it, but teammates calming him down.
Morton is 69% at the line, has not shot a free throw tonight, a field goal and 2 points. Lefty with the first one up, bangs it off the rim, no. Left block rebound, cleared away, Stacker for the Redhawks. Off the screen. High left to Larson. He'll drive in. Right of the lane. Looks for the shot. Can't get it on Morton. Back out to the line and Martin at the logo. He'll dance high right to the right corner. Beal. He'll drive the right angle. Now back it up and look. Far side Larson. Nine to shoot. Martin has it. Driving on Morton. Goes to the goal. Tries to get it to Idana, who does catch it this time and lays it home. Idana now with 3 points.
Yeah.
61-46 Moorhead State. 7 minutes to play. Morton the other way. Now took a foul from Martin. No call there. The ball loose. Simo with a steal. There was a lot of contact there.
Yeah.
Stacker at the right wing. Right elbow, Idana. Spinning, looking. Back behind him, Martin comes in. Free throw line jumper. Back of the rim, no. Fight for the rebound. Iemi grabs it, wraps both arms around it, gives it to Morton, who tosses it off of Latham.
Moorhead State, you know, empty on their last four possessions.
Latham the other way. Off the screen from Ricks. Moves left, back to his right up top. Morton left to right behind him. Latham. Latham high right, wide open. He'll shoot the three. Off the rim, off the glass, off the rim, and no good. Left block rebound. Idana as he fell down. Got the basketball to Stacker. Simo offensive end. Stacker angling in left elbow. Left block Beal. Beal on Thomas. Now double team to Idana. Get Thomas in the air. Got Thomas in the air.
Yeah.
Who fouled him. Idana missed the shot, and he'll get two free throws. David Idana, 3 points in the ballgame. 1 of 2 at the line. We'll have two charity tosses. Line right.
Warren State with 3 timeouts remaining if they need them. But, you know, that's 5 straight possessions where Moorhead's come up empty on the offensive end.
Scoring drought at 4:45. Idana the first free throw. Nothing but net.
And again, with 6:02 to left in the game, this will cut it to 13. It's not over.
Minix and Miles in for Moorhead State. Morton and Iemi out. Idana will have another free throw and a chance to cut into this 14-point Moorhead State advantage. Looks up, push with the right hand, got it.
Yeah.
Inbounding Ricks against pressure. Thomas has it. Back to Lathan. Jordan will work the point. Comes across on Bell as they switch from a zone to a man-to-man.
Yeah.
Left hash up the sideline. Ricks for it. Up top, Minix. Outside the near elbow, Miles. Miles on Larson being hand-checked. Gives it to Lathan. Curling. Right side, Ricks. He'll shoot the three. Side of the rim, no. Fight for the rebound. Miles can't save it in off his hands and out of bounds. Really fought hard to get to the basketball.
Right.
Just couldn't hold it.
Couldn't get it. Morehead State settling for a lot of outside shots when they have an advantage in the post with Miles and
Minix.
Minix, thank you.
And they've also got Ricks, who's 6'7".
Right.
Ward, left hash, Larson out for it. And now Miles shoves Beal as he catches a pass and a second personal foul on Deontay Miles and an eighth on Morehead State. And they'll send Beal line right, 1+1. TJ Beal, the native of Calgary, Alberta, Canada, 6'7 junior, hasn't scored in this game. At the line this season, 68%. Here's a free throw on the way. It curls out no good. Lathan flying in there for the rebound for Morehead State. Morehead could use some points this
yes,
trip down.
Yes, they could.
Lathan fronted by Bell. Simo man-to-man. Lathan wants to go with it. Pounds it down at the right wing. Back out to Minix. Inside to Miles. Stripped away by Smart. And a foul, I think, on Aquan Smart. Otherwise, there's a dunk for Miles there.
Right.
Yep, it's a foul on Smart, which would be considered a smart foul, but it was not a smart foul in a sense, and it's the third on Aquan, and for Simo, number eight. This game's flow has been kind of odd too.
Yeah, and you know, we saw long stretches where it was a, you know, up and down flow. Now a whistle seemingly on every possession for the last 5 minutes.
Two free throws, Deontay Miles, the big lefty, line left, fires it up, back of the rim, and kicks out no good. He is 0-2 at the line, came in at 58% for the year.
Yeah.
He doesn't have much margin for error with those line drive free throws that he shoots.
Right. Not a lot of spin. Like you said, it is a line drive, not a lot of arch or spin.
Second one on the way. That clangs out no good. Minix can't get the rebound. And the ball knocked away out of bounds, and they'll give it to Morehead State.
I don't think they got that call right.
No, I thought Minix touched it last.
Yeah.
So now Minix with a fresh 20 on the shot clock, baseline left inbound toward the left elbow and Lathan. Jordan plays it down on Bell at the free throw line. Right there block, Minix, he'll fight his way to the hole, put up the short shot, miss it, but draw the foul. He'll get two free throws.
Yeah, a long scoring drop for Morehead State here.
Fouls on Beal, his second, ninth on Simo. 5:05 still to go as we sludge forward in this game.
Right.
Over. Like watching molasses flow down the January sidewalk. Free throw, Minix, back of the rim, front of the rim, and out.
Still no points. Morehead State has not scored since there was more than 10 minutes to go in the game. There's 5:05 left.
Scoring drought of 5:41. Minix with the next one, plays it up, and in. There you go.
Yeah.
Took the lid off there. Riley Minix, 13 points. Bell to the right arc, leaves it there for Smart. Up top, Beal. Beal on Miles to the right side. Smart driving on Minix. Got to the goal. Back to Larson, but tipped away and stolen by Minix. Minix across the timeline with a behind-the-back dribble. Back to his left and out to the line and Lathan. 4:42 left to go. 20 on the shot clock. Lathan works left off the screen from Miles. Moving slowly forward. Angle left to drive. The
what a move.
Drive. Off the glass. It'll roll and go as he goes down.
And Morehead State wants a timeout.
And Lathan now with 16 points.
Right, and that should push the lead to 16, I believe. Although they haven't given it, they haven't added
it. It's
there
here on the computer screen, 64-48 Morehead State.
Right.
And the Eagles take a 30-second timeout, and they should be left with two timeouts, although it hasn't changed on the scoreboard yet.
Right.
Let's see. Yep, two timeouts for Morehead State.
Okay, and Preston, I don't know if he's making a defensive adjustment here. He's Preston has been the most like unhappy and animated coach who's maintained a double-digit lead that I've probably seen in a long time. You know, you wouldn't know that we were ahead. He's been very frustrated most of the evening and kind of letting the guys have it during the timeout.
Again, the Eagles are playing without Drew Fellweller, their fine point guard, who will be an all-OVC point guard. The senior from Orlando missing tonight's game because of a wrist injury he suffered in practice on Tuesday, and hopefully he'll be able to play Saturday against Lindenwood.
Right.
Eagles without Fellweller at the point have turned the ball over 17 times.
Yeah, and it's been better in the second half, Chuck. Remember, there was 14 in the first half. So much better on turnovers in the second half. But the scoring drought was the issue.
Ward across the line. Guarded by Lathan between the circles. High left popping out for Beal. Beal on Ricks driving the angle. Right of the lane, he gets to the goal. Fires up a wild left-handed shot off the glass, off the rim. No, Miles rakes down the board for Morehead State and goes to Lathan. Lathan across the line on Bell. Simo man-to-man.
Yeah.
Lathan down the right wing, turns left, comes head of the key. Jump feed right side to Thomas and back out to Lathan. Lathan on the drive, left of the paint. Got to the block to the goal, feeds up a shot off the glass, no. They fight for the rebound off the hardwood. Knocked around. Finally, Simo has it. Smart as he took it from Lathan. Smart going in on Miles to the goal, feeds up the shot over Miles, rolls off the heel of the iron, no good. Thomas takes the rebound and slows it down.
Yeah, I don't mean that. There has been an exceptional amount of hand-checking in this game, more than what we've seen in a while.
You think it was in the NHL.
Yeah.
And now are they gonna call? We've got Miles tangled up with Beal out near the right elbow and a foul on Beal. And that's the 10th on Simo, third on Beal. Morehead State in the double bonus. And that will put Miles line left for two when we come back because we have a media timeout. 3:30 left to go in this game at Johnson Arena. Morehead State leads Southeast Missouri 64-48. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread. Every burger has a bun. But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef sirloin tip roast is only $4.99 a pound. Marie Callender's pot pies and bowls are just $3. And speaking of $3, the 3-pound bag of clementines and Caracara navel oranges are only $3. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, it's been a weird game, but really the good news is Morehead State leads 64-48.
Yeah.
With 3:30 left to play in the game. MSU only one of its last eight from the field. Simo, though, on a scoring drought of 229. So,
yeah.
I mean, the flow of this game has been very odd. The officiating has been, to say the least, a little inconsistent at times on foul calls.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, I'll say it right now, the crew that's working this game is
very
generally a very good crew, and I have a lot of respect for these guys, but tonight's not been their night.
Yeah.
Miles at the line to the left after being fouled will get two. As we mentioned, that last foul by Simo puts Morehead in the double bonus. Miles, the big lefty, 0 for 3 tonight from the line. Let's see if Deontay can connect here. First one up and in, and that just barely got over the front of the rim. That would look like a Nolan Ryan fastball.
So Deontay, he's about 6'8", 6'9". He likes to raise the ball up over his head and just sort of throw it at the rim.
Second one up, a little softer touch, but a miss off the back of the rim as it kicks out. Bell, the rebound for Simo. With it for the Red Hawks is Ward across the line down central. Left side coming out, high left, Larson on Ricks. Wide right, Idata. Down the near wing, backboard Bell, circles left, comes to the left, blocks to the goal, puts up a shot, blocked by Miles. Ricks has it for MSU. Yeah. Up the near sideline to Lathan, 65-48 MSU, 3:07 to play. Lathan inside the line, hand checked by Bell, bounce right wing to Ricks. Ricks comes left, goes head of the key, Miles. Left to right behind him, Lathan. Lathan comes free throw line, near corner, open, Thomas sets his feet, fires a three, got it.
Thomas was so wide open and had so much time, I was afraid it was going to throw his rhythm.
Yeah. And it's 68-48, Morehead State. Thomas now with 15. Yep, make it 18.
Yeah.
Excuse me. High left, Stacker controls. Head of the key, Idata. Coming around, left to right, Ward for the handoff on a free throw line jumper, missed it. Left block rebound, Latham. He'll walk it up the right sideline. Very slowly, with 2:22 left to go, his team up by 20 markers.
And Morehead State can start going deep into the shot clock and eating the clock.
Miles, a bounce, and back behind him, left to right, Ricks for the handoff. Near side, Thomas, circling right. Down low, baseline left for Miles, tries the tomahawk, left-hand dunk, blocked away by Idata, who picks up his fourth foul, and Miles back to the line for a couple of free throws. Check that, that's his fifth, he's done.
Yeah.
Morehead State on a 7-0 run over the last 2:38. Yeah. Miles with 9 points in the game will get two free throws.
Yeah, so, you know, and that followed a pretty long scoring drought. So Morehead State coming to life again offensively. And with 2:08 to go, this game just sort of has one of those feels. You just want that clock to run. It's been a weird game. It's been a physical game. Let's just get out of here.
Miles has only been at double figures two games before this. He had 13 against Alice Lloyd and 12 against Midway.
Mm-hmm.
This is his highest scoring output in OVC action.
Right.
Martin and Marshall back in for Morehead State, joining Miles, Lathan, and Ricks. Miles line left for two. 2:08 to play. Deontay floats up the first one as much as he can float one up.
Yeah.
And it goes in. Again, that has a lot of speed on it. Probably took some paint off the rim on the way down.
Right. He has gotten a little better from the line, although he struggled tonight. But
he's got 10 points this evening, and the next free throw. And that one's in. There you go. 11 points for Deontay Miles. Good job.
Yeah. Extends the lead to 70-48 with 2:08 to go.
And he'll come out.
E-I-M-E-N. Nice hand for Deontay Miles, and deservedly so.
He played well.
Yes, he did.
Martin the other way, hustles offensive end with 2:04 to go. On Morton, spins to his right. Bounce to his left. Coming in the lane, Stacker. Alley-oop for handback. Tips it, but off the glass, no good. Rebound, Ricks for Morehead State. Ricks the other way across the line, thanks to the pick by EIME. Left hash to Marshall. Back to his right. Out to the logo, and Morton. Morton controls on Stacker. 17 to shoot. Jerome Morton, high left. Turns right. Comes top of the lane. To the right block. Turning left. Dump inside. EIME. A bounce to his right. Gets around handback. And they're going to call an offensive foul on EIME, who knocked down handback.
Yeah.
And that's the fourth on Zach.
Okay. And, Chuck, I got to say that's a call I agree with.
Yeah. Nailed him pretty good. 10th foul on Morehead State. So, Simo in the double bonus offensive foul, though, won't send him to the line. Right. Martin at the left hash. Turns right. Got to the free throw line to the right elbow. Backs out. High left. To Ursher, comes right block, jump, shoot, miss off the rim, off the glass. Yeah. Ricks aboard for Morehead State.
And Simo falling back, electing not to foul and extend the game. We thank them for that.
Morehead State up 70-48. Brady Dingus in for MSU. A walk-on from Inez, Kentucky. Morton at the right hash controls, 10 to shoot. Inside a minute to play. Morton. Right baseline drive. Missed it. Tipped up and in, though, by EIME.
Yeah.
Zach with four in the ballgame. MSU up 72-48.
Yeah.
48 seconds to go. Handback. Back behind him, Ursher straight away. Ursher to the right elbow. He'll stop. Pop, miss. Marshall, the rebound inside the lane for MSU, and he'll walk it up, and he'll go up the right sideline to Morton, who's still in the backcourt. 33 seconds to go. Jerome across the line.
Barely.
Waves Dingus over for the ball. Brady pitches it back out to Ricks. Stolen by Stacker. Here he comes with a tomahawk jam that won't make much of a difference in the end result.
Right. And Morehead, right, will now probably just dribble it out. And that should end the game.
19 seconds to go. Morton across the line. Hand checked by Urscher. MSU up 72-50. Morton pushes off, comes forward, backs up.
And you don't really need to do anything, and they're backing off.
Yeah, Morton will dribble out the rest of the clock. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and a single digit, and the ball game's over, and Morehead State wins it. Final score from Johnson Arena tonight. Morehead State, 72. Southeast Missouri, 50. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. Post-game show starting in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, Morehead State comes away with a victory before 3,105 at Johnson Arena as the Eagles knock off Southeast Missouri by a final count of 72-50. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. Morehead State still alive in the hunt for the OVC's regular season title. Looking ahead to Saturday's action at home against Lindenwood for Southeast Missouri. Tonight's loss to MSU knocks the Red Hawks out of any chance of getting into this year's OVC postseason tournament.
Yeah, and again, they're the team that eliminated us last year, so returning the favor tonight. And again, Morehead State will clinch at least a share on Saturday, regardless of what happens in the other games. But the big thing we're shooting for is one of the top two seeds, I think.
Right. Because then you only have to play two nights and not three. It's
right.
Not three straight nights.
Yeah.
Back in 2016, I do remember Austin Peay, one of the lower-seeded teams in the tournament, playing all four nights in a row and coming away with the championship. That's the first time and the last time I think that's happened.
Yeah, and it was a remarkable run. I remember that distinctly because they had to win the last two games of the regular season just to get into the tournament. So they ended the season on a 6-game winning streak and ended up getting the automatic bid for the OVC that year.
Strange game tonight, Drew, for Morehead State.
Really,
I mean, the win is a win is a win. It always is a win. But at the same time, it was a very physical kind of a choppy pace to this game. Yeah, just bump and grind. And I mean, a lot of reaching and grabbing. And the flow tonight wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
But you win.
But, the final score was great. So we'll take that. We needed it, too.
Southeast Missouri, with the loss, falls to 8-22 overall, 3-14 in the OVC. Morehead State improves to 22-8, and most importantly, 13-4 in the Ohio Valley Conference. When we come back, we'll take a look at all the numbers brought to you by your friends at Whitaker Bank. as we continue the postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
72-50, Moorhead State wins over Southeast Missouri tonight at Johnson Arena. The attendance, once again, very good, 3,105.
A lot of students here tonight.
Yeah.
We'd love to see that.
We'd love to see them on Saturday, too, and Senior Day. This note to pass along, we had this given to us. Rowan County won the 61st district here in Kentucky Boys High School Basketball, knocking off Fleming County 56-54. Congratulations to the Vikings.
Big time, a big night for basketball in Moorhead tonight.
Right, absolutely. Let's go ahead and look at this ball game statistically. Moorhead State wins over Southeast Missouri 72-50. As for Southeast Missouri, they got a very good night from Rob Martin, who led them with a game-high 22 points. He was really most of their offense this evening. Brandon Stacker chipped in 14 points from there, single digits for the Red Hawks. 5 points for David Idata. 4 points for Mason Handback. 2 points each. Marquise Bell, along with Aquan Smart, a single digit for Adam Larson. Simo, 19 of 53 from the field, under 36%. 1 of 8 from three-point land. 11 of 15 from the free throw line. Out-rebounded by MSU 38-23. Simo with 5 assists in the ball game, 13 turnovers, 9 steals, 1 block. Moorhead State had 4 players in double figures. It was Khalil Thomas who led the way with 18. Next up, Jordan Lathan with 16. Riley Minix, who was again facing double and triple teams tonight, ended up with 13 points. Deontay Miles, a very good night. His third double-digit scoring night of the season, he chipped in 11 points. 8 points coming from Eddie Ricks, just about his average. 4 points from Zach Iaiemi. 2 points for Jerome Morton. George Marshall and Brady Dingus played but did not score for MSU. The Eagles, 24-45 from the field. Over 53%, 7 of 20 from three-point land, 17 of 25 from the line. Again, out-rebounding Southeast Missouri, 38-23. Moorhead State's top rebounder, Riley Minix. He had 10. That means he's now had 8 straight double-doubles, 17 for the season. Tops in the OVC, also 75 for his college basketball career. MSU finished up tonight with 14 assists in the ball game, 5 by Lathan, 19 turnovers, 8 steals in the game, 5 blocks, 2 apiece, Ricks and Miles. Again, Moorhead State a winner, 72-50 over Southeast Missouri. Coming back to talk to MSU coach Preston Spradlin here in just a couple of minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Moorhead State wins tonight at home before 3,105, knocking off Southeast Missouri 72-50. Next to last regular season game. Well, Coach, big win tonight, and you're still in the hunt for the regular season crown.
Yeah, you know, it's a great spot to be in, and I'm just really proud of our guys. You know, you and I talked about it in the pregame. You know, this was our eighth conference game, eight out of 17 that we've played without one of our starters. And it just means so much when guys step up and find a way. You know, obviously from an offensive standpoint, you know, we were missing Drew from our getting us organized. A lot of those turnovers, you know, just came from that. But, you know, we were able to settle in. But at the end of the day, you find a way to win games differently. And that's what, you know, postseason basketball is. And today it was on the defensive end, holding them to 50 points. You know, holding them to, you know, one of eight from the three and out-rebounding them by 15 or so. And so we found a way to make just enough plays.
Well, you talk about it without Drew Thelwell, 19 turnovers. 14, though, in the first half, only five in the second half.
Yeah, we did a better job. We calmed down a little bit. You know, we started making easier plays. We just got back to the details of our execution. We were doing a really poor job of racing the ball up. In the first half, we weren't relaying calls to each other. We weren't getting to our corners and sprinting our spots. And all those little things really matter. And it allowed them to be disruptive, push catches out, and put us on our heels a little bit. And so, you know, we were able to correct that in the second half, and obviously that's where we got a little bit better. And we started the half with a significantly better execution.
Kind of a strange game tonight. It was so very physical at times.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you saw bumping, grinding, hand-checking, bodies flying all over the place, you know, jerseys grabbed and all this other stuff. Really hard to get any kind of flow.
It was, and, you know, Chuck, I'm disappointed in myself. I got a technical. I don't know that I deserved it. I promise our fans I didn't do anything vulgar or say anything like that, but I am disappointed in myself because I did lose my temper. But, you know, I gave him credit in the locker room, and I know you're going to talk about him because he's the best player in the league. But Riley, obviously they threw a million bodies at him here tonight. It was extremely physical. That's what really got me upset, was a lot of that towards him in the first half. But he never flinched. He never broke. And thankfully, the rest of our team took their cues and took on the the response of Riley and not me, and that's what great players do.
Well, I'll talk about Riley Minix. I was going to mention him. And you look at it and think, he's not really having that great of a night, but here he is with 13 points, 10 rebounds. His, I guess he's had now eight straight double-doubles.
Wow.
He does it again.
Yeah, you know, and again, he finds a way, but... You know, and he was getting double and triple teamed, and that's where a lot of his turnovers came from. But in the second half, he settled down and he said, hey, look, post me. Let's get our spacing cleaned up. Let them come and blitz, and now I'm just going to generate shots for everybody else. And that's where he got those three big-time assists.
Well, Khalil Thomas stepped up big offensively,
yeah.
6 of 8 from the field, 4 of 5 from outside the arc, 2 of 2 at the line, 18 points.
Yeah, he was really good tonight. And three assists, you know, and he drove the ball and made some really nice ball screen plays for us. You know, he got Deontay a really nice one at the line. He hit him for a pocket pass to start the half. And I thought Khalil was really good. And again, I just you almost get emotional talking about this group, right, Chuck? Because so much has been thrown at them from day one. But they just find a way, and guys step up. They don't make excuses. And this is a team that really, truly cares about each other, and that's evident when they go out here and play like they did tonight.
Well, the play was getting chippy out there.
Yeah, it
really was. You know, you saw some guys getting a little frustrated with one another. And to your guys' credit, they were able to hold their composure, because in a game like that, the way it was played tonight,
yeah,
someone easily could have lost it.
Yeah, without question. And again, you know, teams at this time of year, whether you're fighting for an opportunity to make it to the postseason or you get down there next week, I mean, it's you know, it's do or die. Guys are going to play really hard. You know, Dom made a good point yesterday. Coach Lombardi said, hey, listen, guys, yesterday's price ain't today's price. Like, what you thought was good in the games leading up to this, it's not the same. Same thing, and we talked about it at halftime. What you thought was good in the first half ain't going to be good enough in the second half. So you got to, you know, ramp up your intensity, your sense of urgency, because these teams that are coming in here and fighting to extend their season are certainly doing that.
Well, you've got one game left in the regular season. It's, yeah, Lindenwood on Saturday. It's, yeah, a big game for a lot of reasons. It's senior day. Some of your guys will be honored,
yeah,
on Saturday. But, again, it's a chance to hang on to first place in the OVC, give you a chance to win that crown. So, you know, I'm hoping a lot of people show up to honor what I think is a great group of young men who represent this university in the right way,
yeah,
not only on the floor but off.
Without question, you know, I got to give a shout-out. Our students are Greeks. I didn't know if they were going to get here. They arrived here late. I think they had some other obligations to do tonight, but thankfully they wrapped those up and they got here. So great crowd, and we need a great crowd here on Saturday. This will be the last opportunity to watch this team here. We're going to honor Coach Wayne Martin and his guys for their 83-84 championships, so that's going to be really special. And then, you know, chance for us to join those guys if we can take care of business with back-to-back regular season championships. And then you talk about senior day. We're going to do it a little differently this year, Chuck. We're going to do the senior day ceremonies after the game, because we have so many guys. We got 5 players going through it and 2 managers, so 7 total. So I really hope that, you know, we can get prepared, we can come in here, and we can play a great inspired game, and then Saturday could turn out to be a really special day for everybody.
You know, what's weird is that this will be the first time that the Eagles will play Lindenwood. They didn't play them. It's like, yeah, kind of like Little Rock. You only played them once, only played Lindenwood once, and it's the last game of the year.
Yeah, it's, you know, and think about the first conference game we played was SEMO. So we haven't played those guys in 16 games. It's been an odd schedule. I'd rather not get into it. It doesn't put me in the greatest of moods, and I'm in a pretty good mood right now. But, you know, hopefully this spring we can put our heads together as a conference and coaches and come up with something that makes a little bit more sense.
Well, we're looking forward to Saturday, no doubt about,
yeah,
it. Congratulations,
sure,
on a great win tonight.
Thanks, Chuck.
Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. 72-50, the Eagles knock off Southeast Missouri. Back for the final segment of the postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All
services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. OVC action tonight. Moorhead State, a winner over Southeast Missouri, 72-50. The Eagles had four players in double figures. It's time to name our MSU star of the game. It's a great defensive effort and a great rebounding effort team-wise, but if I had to pick one individual who had an outstanding night, it was Khalil Thomas, a graduate student from New Orleans. 18 points to lead MSU. He also had three rebounds, three assists, just one turnover, and two steals in the game in over 34 and a half minutes. Tonight, Khalil Thomas, our MSU star of the game. As we look at other scores, the MSU women lost tonight, unfortunately, to SEMO, 70-63, but they remain still in the hunt for a top four spot in the Ohio Valley Conference women's standings and going into the postseason tournament. Back to the men's scoreboard. Scores of interest. UT Martin at home has taken a 49-43 lead over Tennessee Tech with 13-13 to play in that game.
Yeah, they've come back in that when Tech was ahead.
Little Rock with a comfortable lead at halftime over Tennessee State, 47-32. Of course, Martin and Little Rock tied with Moorhead State going into tonight's action for first place in the OVC. Meanwhile, at Western Illinois, the Leathernecks on top of Eastern Illinois with about 10.5 to play, 47-42. And the other game, with over 13 minutes to go, Southern Indiana leads Lindenwood 46-43. Our next broadcast of Moorhead State basketball coming up on Saturday. Now get this, this is your last chance to see the MSU men and women play here at home this year. Hopefully you'll travel to Evansville to see them in the OVC tournaments. But if not, you can see them here on Saturday, so be here. It's a big day for both teams. The women will play at 1 o'clock against Lindenwood, the men taking the floor at 3:30. Tom Lewis to start the women's pregame show at 12:45. I'll be along about 3:15 to start the pregame show for the men's broadcast. Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer extraordinaire, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner, who still looks confused about tonight's game in many ways, yeah. Drew Barnett. Drew, it was confusing at times.
Yeah,
I don't blame you because I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, the final score tonight from Johnson Arena, Moorhead State 72, Southeast Missouri 50. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.